Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
In an era of online retail where everything is just a few clicks away, buying a car should be no different. That's why at Carvana, you can buy a car 100% online. We made it easy to browse, view, and buy from over 10,000 cars. You can even trade in your old car, all while binge-watching your favorite TV show. Afterwards, we'll deliver your car to you. Or you can pick it up from one of our car vending machines. Either way, your car comes with a 7-day return policy. So grab a seat, relax in your comfy pants, and enjoy the new way to buy a car at Carvana.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Hey, Collider Live fans, Cody here, and by now you've likely heard about Disney Plus, the new streaming service that includes Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic. With all these amazing brands in one place, Disney Plus has one of the most incredible libraries in the entire streaming landscape, and it's all ad-free. From beloved classics like Snow White and the Seven Dwarves to today's blockbusters like Captain Marvel and Avengers Endgame to a critically acclaimed documentaries like National Geographic's Free Solo, the content on Disney Plus is truly unparalleled. Disney Plus also offers some of the most beloved TV shows of all time, including 30 seasons of the Emmy Award-winning animated series The Simpsons. And if that weren't enough, Disney Plus has also rolled out a host of originals like The Mandalorian, the first ever Star Wars live-action series, and High School Musical, The Series, a very meta take on the beloved film franchise. It's no wonder Disney Plus has become one of the most talked about streaming services of 2019, so don't miss out. Sign up for Disney Plus now and start streaming all of this great content today.
It's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, From Negative to Positive, brought to you by my friends over at State Farm. I believe that to have success, you got to play the game, so that the game doesn't play you. You know, the biggest risk you take is not taking one. It's very important that you make sure that you make the most out of your money, especially when it comes to insurance. State Farm offers surprisingly great rates. They have great agents standing by helping you personalize your coverage. All this is backed up by award-winning, easy-to-use technology. It's a great price with an even greater service. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Welcome to Collider Live, the weirdest show on the YouTubes where anything can happen. And we talk about everything in this galaxy and the next, from Baby Yoda to Dr. Manhattan's most beautiful body part. I'm your host, Arena, Lorena para mis hermanos hispanos. And joining me today is the beautiful producer, Mark Riley.
Es verdad. Muchas gracias, Tarina.
De nada. Also joining us, my favorite, the gorgeous Josh McCuga.
Oh, allora, va bene. Para sí. Italiano? No,
okay. Okay. Pizza?
Pizza, sí. Allora.
Also, my favorite mamacita is here to join us, Emma Fai.
Emma Fai.
Gracias, Sorina. Thank you all for having me.
Thank you for being here. That's... And last but not least, in the booth, the man, the myth, the legend, Daddy Cody.
I don't know any other languages.
You know the language of being a dad, dude.
There we go.
Yeah. We don't know that.
Okay.
No.
None of us are dads.
You're younger and smarter than us, apparently.
I always think that, like, if you grow up in Southern California like Cody did, if I wasn't fluent in Spanish, I'd be upset with myself. Like, I took German all the way through high school because there was, like, one Spanish-speaking person in Pittsburgh. Right there. We didn't have, like, there. I mean, I'm sure there are more now. Yeah.
But not
but a ton of German.
Not when we were kids, yeah.
But Bayer, the Bayer Corporation, their international headquarters, their U.S. headquarters, is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Mm. So we had a lot of Germans. And so we Bayer sponsored us like a scholarship and an exchange through our high school. Mm. So we went to the town in Germany. It's called Leverkusen.
Where I grew up in Connecticut, we had more Brazilians than anything else. So it really would have behooved me to learn Portuguese.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's kind of a combination of French and Spanish,
yeah,
right?
Well, and so. we offered French and Spanish.
Totally.
I took French because I thought it sounded more romantic or something. I don't know.
Do you know a little bit?
Je vais essayer croissant, chocolat, s'il vous plaît.
You're like, nope. And she just completely thought that was
so
not good,
Mark. It's so funny, too, because, like, no, because, like, Josh was talking about taking German, and it was funny because I was living in Germany when I was studying abroad for a little while in college, yeah. And that was the first time that I felt like French was really clicking for me because I would try to think of how to say something in German and would just start thinking in French.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
100%.
Think about my life every day. Yeah. Where I'm constantly I'm thinking in Spanish right now.
Yeah.
And it's very confusing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. But Emma, is this your first time here?
It is my first time.
Holy
here.
Shit.
Holy shit.
My God.
Hey.
I know. Ridiculous.
That's crazy. How have you not been here? It's because we're inviting you because we're cool.
That's true.
Yeah.
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 It was meant to be then
it
today because
really
you were here for movie talk.
I was here for movie talk. I was going to stay anyway because we're filming Collider Jedi Council right after this, basically.
Which you guys are doing a fantastic job.
Yeah. Thank you. We're having a lot of fun.
And we also are having a special guest at 11:30
up
and joining us. Yes, that's
John Cena.
Now. Yes.
It's about time. You know, we've been promoting him
fucking
time.
Every
John
fucking
Cena.
Day we talk about him.
Yeah, there he is. We get it, John.
Every morning I do the Jeopardy J6 on the Alexa, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, Alexa, play Jeopardy.
Yes.
And you answer like the extra questions, right? So the one question this morning was like, who is the host of the new incantation or like the continuation of Are You Smarter Than the Fifth Grader on Nickelodeon? And I just scream, John Cena! And Amanda comes running and says, what's wrong?
Isn't that? That's the thing. If you come on the show more, Emma, you will notice that because of the sound bites, you just end up hearing them every day,
everywhere when you walk around.
Oh yeah.
Well, you brought up Alexa, so I just got smart light bulbs, so I now can have Alexa turn on and off my lights. And truly, I was living in the dark ages before this.
Do you have the color ones, though? Because those are amazing, where you get, like, the romantic lighting and the blues and the yellows.
I looked at some colored ones. I think that's going to be my next addition. And also, I want an Alexa for every room of my house so I never have to turn on a lamp physically again.
Are you worried, though, that they're listening to you?
Yes,
they're listening to all of us.
But I sort of like my Alexa. Like, this morning, I was like, good morning, Alexa. And Alexa goes, good morning. Did you know it's International Ninja Day?
Oh.
That one really snuck up on me.
Oh. And you're like,
Alexa,
you're so cool.
That's the greatest.
But see, so now you feel like you, instead of an imaginary friend in your house, you have a real one.
I have a robot friend.
Yeah, there you go.
But also, like, the flip side of Alexa, not that she's listening, is that, like, sometimes our Alexa doesn't work, and Amanda's like, stupid bitch.
But that's why you guys have to be nice.
We have to be nice
to all of our robots.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm.
No.
Do not trust robots. I tweeted about it yesterday. The one thing about the Mandalorian and I is that we both don't like robots. He doesn't like droids. I don't like robots. We've learned movie after movie, TV show after TV show that you don't trust the robots.
Except weirdly in Star Wars, the robots for the most part are pretty good and you can trust them.
Listen, George Lucas has been pulling the wool over our eyes for years. He's been trying to make us trust droids. Gold one, a little one that's a tin can. We're supposed to love them. They're supposed to be adorable. But eventually, something's going to happen in Rise of Skywalker where they erase a C-3PO's memory or they have to kill him or something and he's going to come back as an evil droid and that droid is going to turn on you and eventually all the droids will turn on you because we messed up and we trusted the robots, Darina.
Here we thought the C-3PO was just a cock blocker.
Which he is, to be fair. He's programmed like that.
And admittedly, I did a Star Wars RPG show for a number of years over at Hyper RPG.
Thanks for the invite.
You're welcome, Makuga.
As it took me a year to
Not even here.
But
Something ain't matching up here.
No. But what I was going to say is, you know what? It was kind of a bat. There was a droid uprising element to it. So, Makuga, you might be onto something.
There you go. It's happening. We are all writing the stories right now of our dystopian future that's actually going to happen. So, it's okay. You know what? Death by robot, it could be worse.
Yeah, they're really about it.
And it will start with Alexa.
Oh, for sure.
It for sure will. She is listening.
It's a Skynet situation.
It really is. No, she, like,
I want to be turned into a Terminator.
I guarantee you people listening right now, we have turned on their Alexa in their kitchen.
A bunch of them.
Or wherever they listen.
Yeah, they're getting more Collider Live bots.
Getting ready for movie talk, Perry said the word series, and then assistant on my iPhone.
Hey, Google turns on all the time, and it freaks me out. I don't like it. I don't like people listening to me or watching Siri. Stop watching me. I'm kidding.
Well, here's one thing. We've just talked about like five or six different things. I guarantee you when you open up your Instagram, you will be advertised at least two of the six things we've just been talking
definitely.
About.
Yeah, definitely. See?
Yep.
There you go.
There it is.
My Siri is...
there she is.
Ask her a question.
Siri...
When is the robot uprising?
Hold on.
She doesn't like you. She doesn't like you either.
When is the robot uprising?
I forgot to wear Black Series or Heroes Villains today.
No, now it's just
that's
going.
The jacket I like.
See,
isn't
now
it cool?
it's awesome. It's telling the other robots
yeah,
to
so
watch
now
for Mark
is
Riley.
Saying, when is the robot uprising? I forgot to wear a black suit. Arrive at now, and I was just going to Jack, and I like the other robot. Yes or now, Siri is saying, when is the robot uprising? I forgot to wear a black suit. Arrive at now, and I okay, this is fucked.
It's just it's text to talking.
I don't like it.
I forgot to wear a black suit was Makuga.
Yeah,
but
it's really still going.
I have a
everyone.
Question though. What if, and Josh isn't going to like this question, but what if we're all already robots?
Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
When you take an edible, have you thought about that, Josh?
No, but I have. Yeah, I might have thought about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't do it often. Here's the thing is I can't take any kind of, weed, edibles, any kind of those drugs. Yes. unless I'm already sort of intoxicated. Because if I'm, like, taking it sober, forget about it. I'm out in the middle of the driveway looking up at the sky being like, eventually this thing is all going to be on fire.
You're not wrong.
And we're all
hurtling through space.
Yes. Right?
Help.
Like, what about in 10 million years? Because 10 million years ago, some random dinosaur was just like, 10 million years later, we're sitting here on microphones and some dinosaur is just covered in mud. And he never thought that he was going to be gone. But here we are. 10 million years from now, some kid's going to be like, I wonder what they did back in the day. And you find Makuga in the Big Bang and he's just stuck in bones.
You're in amber. And we clone you and there it is.
I really hope they do find you like that, where he actually looks like the alien xenomorph in the first Alien, and he looks he shows up and he looks like he's doing jazz hands.
Yeah. Well, it's like, have you seen like the people in Pompeii that were frozen in time by the lava?
Yeah.
They're all like,
it's crazy.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
It really is a like out of body experience.
It
when
is.
You go there and you see it, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But
yeah. Horror
what,
movie.
But that's the thing. Like, would you guys rather, since we were playing a Would You Rather game yesterday, I don't know if you heard Emma, but Mark came up with a game where we would pick, would you rather do this or watch Baby Yoda die?
Yeah. It's kind
which
of.
Which is very,
it's
was
kind
very,
of the worst game
difficult.
Ever.
And I said yesterday, because I just watched the final episode of The Mandalorian, like the fourth one that was not the final, obviously. I finally caught up. I didn't get Disney Plus when I was on the road, whatever. Watched Mandalorian and I said I didn't know that I could love a little creature as much as I love this Baby Yoda. And if they kill him at
the
end
entire
of
the world.
If they end the Mandalorian and he's dead, I'm done with Star Wars. I'm out. I don't care what they do in the future. I don't care if they make a Bad Boys Star Wars crossover. We'll not watch it.
You know, somebody I noticed on Twitter.
Star Boys.
Just was kind of scrolling through. Somebody said something to the effect of, it's a good thing that Mandalorian is on Disney Plus and not on HBO. Otherwise, Baby Yoda,
done.
Gone.
Like, might be gone.
Oh, yeah. There'd be incest in Mandalorian. There would Baby Yoda would totally die a horrible death.
A horrible, horrible
death. He'd
have
taken off the helmet already and banged that woman in the pond.
Or he might have just left the helmet on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Weird. And you know there's some weird Mandalorian roleplay shit going on right now. It's been 4 weeks, guys. I guarantee
you
this is the way.
Did you just say now? Because it's been going on, Josh.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
It has been going on. Have you guys
it's escalated.
Ever, like, when you go to Comic-Con, the first few years I went, like, a decade ago. I don't even know. When I was going as a fan.
Oh, cool, Dorina.
When I
was
going.
It like back then?
No,
cool
when I
now.
Was. Because I was calling myself old. I was calling myself old. No, but when I would go as a fan. Because now I go for work.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cody.
Get the,
thank you, Cody.
You get the wah-wah.
I'm calling you daddy this morning. Yeah. You're giving me shit already.
Yeah. He's sassy, Cody. I
know,
like it when he's sassy.
Cody. It's because he's tired because we're all tired. Yeah. But my point is that I did not know that they actually that they actually had furry tables. Like they, like if you go upstairs and they have like sections for that. Did you know that?
I didn't.
There you go. Yeah. No. So yeah, that's
I guess
been going
you missed the look
while.
Between McCougan and I. We were like,
I think I've told this story on here before. Maybe you weren't in the room because you might get it. But like so,
are you a furry?
No, but they do. The largest furry convention in the world is held in
Pittsburgh.
There you go, nailed it.
I mean, you know,
good job. Pretty
easy. What if Makuka had been like, no, surprisingly, it's Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, yes. I know, right? It's like, wait a minute,
stupid idiots. No,
that's when Makuga's a robot.
My favorite Reddit like insult me. I was telling Emma that they had to do a background check on me for the show that I'm working on. And I didn't know that people on Reddit hated me so much because I never go on Reddit. I had no idea. And one of the Reddit threats or angry things was, all right, Makuga, we get it. You like Bad Boys? You're from Pittsburgh? You want to be the host of Jeopardy? Just get the fuck out of here. All right. Good, good, good.
Aww.
But so there is this like costume store. It's on Venice Boulevard and like – right before Venice Beach High.
Robinson's Utilities.
Thank you.
Yeah. Beauty. Halloween
nailed
nerd.
It. Nailed
yeah.
it. Okay.
Jesus.
So
I know.
This was like right around Easter, and this was back in the day we were shooting Casual Mafia sketches. And so we had to go to this place to find some costumes for this sketch. We were going to do this like Colonial America sketch where – anyway, it was stupid. It never
aired. I love
aired.
We didn't get I believe past so Colonial stupid. America.
It never aired because we couldn't afford all these Colonial America costumes, right?
Yeah,
but
right.
So there was this couple, and you know – little 26-year-old Josh Makuga didn't know what a furry really was at this point. I had no idea. And so there's this couple, and they're looking at these, like, rabbit heads. And I was like, oh, you guys dressed up for Easter? And the guy looked, and the guy looked at me real serious and goes, nope. And I was like, and then I started doing the math, and I was like, oh.
I also, you asked him, are you dressing up for Easter? Like, that's a thing people do.
But wait, they were renting, though? Because that's a rental place.
Oh, that's a rental
place.
So
that's the weird part
no
for
shit.
Me.
No shit. I think that now, like, the down payment or the deposit on furry costumes at Utilities has got to be, like, $1,000.
Oh, my God. Did I just... No. But, and then, I mean, those masks are pretty freaky.
Yes.
Like the bunny mask. Like, it happened to me when one of my Comic-Con years, I was wearing a... Nathan Hamill did this hoodie for one of his toy designs that's, like, a little raccoon. Boris, a raccoon. And so my hoodie had ears and a tail. Uh-oh. And this guy comes up to me, and he's wearing, like, a grumpy cat mask.
Oh, my God.
With a tail. And he's just like... And I'm like,
yeah.
Take off my hoodie, and I'm like, sup later.
Is that not the initial sign?
No,
for,
no.
Not
no.
that I judge people's kinks. No. I am not kink shaming. I'm just not into it.
Yeah.
As the cabbie once told me in Pittsburgh, he's like, oh, the furry convention's in town. Are you guys in town for that? And my brother and I were like, no, we live here. And he's like, I honestly don't mind them. They tip pretty well. I haven't had any rabbits banging in my cab. And I was like, all right.
I mean, it is probably one of the like purest
it's,
forms
it's,
of.
Yeah.
It's just sex as human animals.
Yeah. And we are already animals. Loud, Mark, what are you thinking? How do you feel about furries?
I was just thinking of it. I like I literally
went there.
Are
you thinking
about
that you want to try it?
No. It's way past my kink zone. I couldn't go there.
Do not.
But you want me to be a furry?
No. You should do what you want, but don't like age yourself. Like you can do anything, any kink you want at any age.
Oh yeah, I believe me. Well, I will. But furry, no. No, it just started going in my head. And the first thing that popped in my head was that little quick shot we see through the room in The Shining.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Furry,
the bear?
Furry. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a furry
oh,
thing
definitely.
Going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you saw Shining. But I don't think you remember that.
I don't
probably blocked it out.
Yeah, because it was
so
scary. Because of the horror elements
yeah.
and whatnot.
I was
going to
say Makuga probably
yeah,
watched it
no,
just
yeah,
like
totally. Yeah.
Wait, Cody, how do you feel about furries?
Not a fan. Not a fan. Yeah.
But you don't – I mean, not a fan as in, like, you don't judge
you're
me. You're just not going
like
to get into
not
it.
My thing.
I get it. You're not going to tell us about your thing?
No, I don't really have
Okay, that's fine.
I wasn't really paying attention the last 2 minutes, guys. I'm sorry.
What were
that's
you thinking
awesome.
About?
No, I was assembling some links for later in the show, and I was just prepping while doing the show.
Just working hard as always, yeah. Cody.
Best in the business.
That's my thing.
Definitely.
I got to say real quick. I'm sorry.
Oh, of course.
Yesterday, Cody crushed it on Rumor Mill.
And yes, he did.
Yeah.
Him like replacing me as host of that show makes me so very happy because I had so much fun being a guest on the show yesterday. It was me, Jeff Snyder, and Cobster. And Jeff Snyder started a sentence with, so I was at this Hobbit orgy, and that's when like the entire world lost it. Because it was a joke. It started as it was a joke. Right. Cody, fantastic. Was it not a great episode?
Yeah, I when Jeff said that, I had to like just take a second and take a seat on the set. Like, oh my God, Jeff. Yeah. It was a great episode. Yeah.
Dude, I had never heard Adam Smith laugh so much because he was in the booth and he had the jolliest laugh, like just so loud. He very much enjoyed it, like everybody else watching. So you guys should check out Rumor Mill because it was great.
Yeah, it's really
so good.
Good
job, guys.
Way to go, Cody. Way to go. All on you. I can't do anything.
Yeah. So, Emma, I noticed you have a cool jacket.
I do, as a matter of fact. This is a Mandalorian jacket. Mm-hmm. It is part of the Warriors of Mandalore collection from our sponsor, Heroes and Villains!
So, exactly. So, Heroes and Villains, guys, we've been talking about them because I only like promoting things that I like to wear because I don't like to lie about stuff that I don't like. And I love this stuff. This Batman Joker, Batman Who Laughs shirt is amazing. It's beautiful. It's comfortable. If you want to get more of that, there's actually a really cool sale going on today on heroesvillains.com. It is 25% off, which is a lot.
Oh.
And then if you guys want to help us win the Office Tournament of Death.
Yeah. Ooh, you can Office also, Tournament of Death.
Uh-huh. Emma Pfeiffer, she's on another team.
I am on another team.
So we're all competing against Emma and the Jedi Council and Movie Talk. But if you want Collider Live to win, you can use a code LIVE10 and you get an additional 10% off.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Emma's like, no,
or
do mine.
You could use Jedi 10.
Oh, wow. You could also use Rule 10 for Ruler 2. I'm kind of like walking
live
that line.
10.
You could also use Josh 10, and that doesn't exist.
And that doesn't do anything. But especially today for Batman and Joker stuff, the 25% off is a great deal, and it kind of goes into all the – we're going to talk about the Snyder Cut stuff so everybody can get all excited about the DC stuff. I know. There it is.
That's a really cool Joker shirt.
Yeah, I got
too.
The Joker action going today.
I like that one a lot.
Batman Joker stuff.
These are the kind of shirts that I would see, like, you guys walking down the hall in, like, 7th, 8th grade and be like, those people are not my friends.
Can you believe that this is, like...
Were you a bully, Josh?
Bully?
Yeah.
No, I'm scared of everything.
Oh, yeah,
he's scared. Not my...
No, I didn't know you were like, oh, those
you're
nerds
right.
aren't my
no,
friends.
No.
I was like, you don't seem like a bully.
That shirt is terrifying, and that one is also... terrifying.
Yeah.
See, what's happening? Scary?
No, what's happening here is I see where Josh McCuga is coming from. Not that I would have been him. I would have been your friend.
Right.
But him to look at that, it's that sort of misconception I think that a lot of people had of goth kids. You know what I mean? Like,
I think
that there's this misconception of goth kids that they are like... cold-hearted and dark and mean, but really...
Why do you think my name's Evil Dorina on Twitter?
Yeah.
Because my old roommate, like, years ago, like, 10 years ago or more, actually called me that. Because we're evil, because we're, you know, kind of emo and like, but we're just pissed off as like everybody else at the world or like we're sad about it.
Sure.
And this is just our way to
expressing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we're not actually going out there and being evil.
No.
We're just you know, watching horror movies and listening to emo music to get catharsis.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
But you're not really goth though, according to YouTube.
No, because I don't actually suck real blood.
Right,
anymore.
Right.
I quit that. That was years ago.
But you've been working on that with the drinking blood.
Well, because you know we've been talking about menstrual cups.
Yeah, and the cup.
So,
yeah. So,
Emma, what's your input on that?
Okay.
Cody really wants to hear about this.
Okay. So let me tell you my input on this.
Here
we go. I am pro menstrual cups because it is better for the environment. I have.
That's right. I hope Roxy Stryer is listening.
Yeah, it's way better for the environment.
She shamed me.
Yeah.
Isn't it? But it's also better for your vagina.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
Josh, you didn't know that?
Yeah.
I'm actually a big fan of those, like, panties that they make that have the lining for, you know, absorbing the blood.
I haven't
so
used
really,
those.
They're great.
Okay.
Yeah, they work really, really
but
well.
But don't they? But the thing about it's like pads, there's like all the blood and stuff.
No, but it's
I don't
the,
like it.
Whatever the material is that they make it out of, it's like this double layered absorbent kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Somebody in the comments, a dude, I loved him when we were talking about this, said if guys had their periods, they'd be talking about it all the time.
All the time. Oh, yeah.
We'd be talking about it, and we'd be bitching and moaning
probably.
I mean, it's like, yeah.
I currently have a menstrual cup inside me.
There's a reason that women have periods and not men.
There you go.
Threshold for pain, very, very low.
Yeah. You okay there, Josh?
Much higher
for Cody?
I'm not a... It's not going to work for me.
Menstrual cups?
Yeah.
There's no menstrual cups here.
But
you guys already stick stuff in there.
I understand.
Huh?
You know it fits.
Well said, Emma.
So, live 10 at checkout.
You have left Josh Makuga speechless, Emma. Well done. That just happened.
Amanda later for you, Josh. How was your last Collider Live for a while?
Yeah. Did you miss us?
Apparently it fits.
Yeah. We should have him. We should have him be the spokesperson for the Diva Cup.
Oh, that was funny.
Hi, welcome to Menstrual Cup with Josh Makuga. Apparently, there's a cup. Back to you in the studio.
Man. We won't explain the details of how it works.
If you guys want the details, go to joshisuncomfortable.biz because .com was taken.
Speechless, huh? Nothing to add. No story.
There's a panty.
No Pittsburgh period story. Nothing you got there for us.
You know, I've always been uncomfortable with the word tampon. Never really liked that word.
Okay, but why are guys so uncomfortable with period blood when you guys like us love having sex? Don't you guys love vagina?
Yeah, yes. Of course.
Then.
No, I mean, you know, listen, it depends.
There's something
right?
I've never been a fan of blood in general.
Well, like, that checks out for Makuga.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like horror movies, I don't like slashers, I don't like seeing blood.
Did you faint as a kid ever because
from
you bled?
Blood? I never fainted, but one time I like smashed my head in a pool and like blood was streaming down my face and my brother looked at me and goes, "I can see your skull!" And he ran. And so I ran to see the bathroom, like there's blood everywhere, and that's when I was like, ugh, feels so good. But I think that might have been blood loss and also a major concussion. So
I saw somebody faint, like, because I got punched during West Side Story, and it just blood everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, you mean you got, like, punched for real?
During the rumble.
By accident.
By accident, got punched. Broke my nose on stage during a live performance.
Yeah.
And
damn.
And it was right at intermission, right? So ran
perfect.
Off after the rumble. It was perfect. Because
you're like,
snapped
I was just snapping my fingers, man. Why you punch me?
The nurse popped it right back into place. Oh, but there was so hurts. Much blood. One of the sharks, like one of the ensemble members, just went back. And there was like the nurse was with me. One nurse. Yeah. I mean, it's like community theater. One nurse went, oh, shit, and ran to that guy. And I'm like, am I done here?
Yeah. Oh, my
so
God.
Noses bleed a lot, though, too. Yeah. Like any head kind of stuff.
I couldn't believe how much blood it was.
Yeah. I have a scar here on my eyebrow. And it was like a tiny little thing that like opened up. And then my entire face was covered in blood. And my mom almost had a heart attack. I had to calm her down as a child because I was full of blood.
I've had over 100 stitches and staples in my body.
I believe it.
Different, you know, scars and injuries.
That's not shocking at all.
In my first set of stitches that I ever got, I fell. Okay, so at the mall that I went to growing up, the Danbury Fair Mall in Danbury, Connecticut.
Say, you better name the mall. You can't just start the
Danbury
mall.
Danbury Fair Mall.
South Hills Village.
Which was the largest mall in the state of Connecticut.
Whoa, big time. What up?
So big time.
Live 10.
They had a carousel and a fountain.
Boom.
Both?
Yeah.
Well, shit.
We had a peacock in our mall for a while.
Wow.
No big
we didn't
deal.
Have
anyway,
a mall.
At this mall, in the food court for a while, they put in these like fancy chairs that fancy looking, but they were kind of uneven.
Okay.
So they were kind of tippy. And of course, I'm like three, so it's fun to me to rock back and forth in these chairs. I fell backwards and put my teeth through my bottom lip.
Oh, God.
Yep.
That's a badass one.
I only have a vague memory of laying on the ground and going, something feels wrong, like with the bottom of my mouth, and then being in the hospital, being stitched up, just being like, I don't know what's happening. Again, I was about three.
My God.
Yeah.
Damn. That's why you're a badass, because you had early trauma, like all of us. Cody, do you have any crazy stitch stories or blood stories?
I ever tell you guys when I got hit in the head with a golf ball?
No. Go on.
All right. I think I've told it on some shows before, but I was in high school. It was like my senior year, and we had one of those water balloon launchers.
I know those.
It's a giant rubber band.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever seen that clip. I think it's from The Amazing Race when the girl pulls the thing back with a watermelon.
I love that gift.
And it comes back and hits her in the face.
Yes.
That happened to me with a golf ball.
Oh, my God.
Blood went pouring down my face. I got a picture somewhere. I can find it.
Oh, please.
Where did it hit you? Where in the face did it hit you?
Luckily, it got me, like, it skimmed my forehead.
If it hit your eye, though, that would have sucked.
Yeah, that would have been, that would suck. I have a slight scar that's hit mostly by my hair.
Okay, you gotta bring that photo, Cody, please.
Yeah, give me a second.
I have a little scar on my bottom lip. Like, I can mostly just feel it on the inside where the stitches were.
Do you guys know where I have a scar? On my boob. Like, not, like, on my nipple, but, like, here because of fireworks, which makes sense.
Hammer.
Yeah, Mexico, yeah. It wasn't the hammer, though. It was just regular fireworks.
It just blew
just
up
one
right
of them
here.
Fell on me because we were kids and we're playing with fireworks because we're dumb.
I have one
and
under my
eye. They're legal there, so, yeah.
Cody, similar kind of a situation. I have a scar. I think it's under this eye. I think it actually this eye. My brother and I were just messing around one day. There was these local kids that were bashing mailboxes in our neighborhood, right? And so my brother was like, if they come back
completely
tonight.
Completely normal.
Yeah, we're suburbs. Yeah.
No, we did that.
Yeah. And so my brother's like, if they come back tonight, we're going to take them out. He's like, you know what we can do? We can hit rocks with tennis rackets at them. It was a good idea. And so I'm in the,
I'm in the
yard and my brother just like, whack, hits a rock and it's just like, and hits me right in the eye, like right here. And I was like, and then blood starts going down. My brother's like, oh, fuck. I was like in the fourth grade and he was in the sixth grade. And he just like runs into the house. And my mom's like, what happened? He's like, Josh fell.
God.
We're so dumb as humans, especially young.
You know, when I was a kid in, you know, the 90s, and rollerblading was at its height. I was a very confident rollerblader. I'm actually still quite good at rollerblading.
Can you teach me?
Guys.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Cody!
Holy crap, Cody.
For the listeners,
Josh! Please go on YouTube and check this episode out specifically for Cody.
This is why I don't like Indian blood.
Holy shit. Yeah, that's what my menstrual cup looks like right now.
My favorite is that Cody is like, looks happy.
Oh, I was out of it.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I wanted to go to the hospital, but my friends were like, no, don't do that.
So let's take pictures.
Out. We rinsed my head out with a hose.
My God.
Were you just like not in it? Like had you taken something or why do you look so happy?
No, that was about like 10 minutes after it happened. It didn't really hurt too much, remarkably.
You're in shock.
Like, I was like, what the hell is happening? Look at this shit.
Wow, man.
Yeah. Cody, that's like a horror movie. How old are you?
That's my 2009 versus 2019 meme photo.
Because you haven't aged a bit.
Yeah.
Insane.
That's me rocking some emo hair right there.
Yeah. I love it.
Oh, my God. All pushed forward.
Well, thank you for finding that, Cody. That's lovely. We're actually going to go to break for a little bit, you guys. But we are going to come back with some news. Don't worry. We're going to let's get down to business because I'm very excited to talk about Mulan. We're going to talk about Snyder Cut because it's never going to be over. So stick around. We'll be back. I love being drunk on a mountain in a hot tub. I love being drunk, drunk.
David Johnson.
Hey everyone, this is John Roca. This is John Roca.
Eighth. Nine.
Oh, yes, Alex. Oh, yes, Alex. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, Alex.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 After tomorrow, it's finally getting a fucking sequel! After tomorrow, after tomorrow, after tomorrow, it's finally getting a fucking sequel!
And then we'll watch.
We are back on Collider Live.
Boom.
Thank you for joining us. The lovely Emma is here. I'm so happy it's her debut. And Josh and Mark and Cody, we're all here. Missing Roxy. Hopefully you can convince her of our little conversation earlier, Emma, because she's not pro-menstrual cup.
All right.
But anyways, enough of vagina talk. We actually have some nerd news to go over. And we actually, for once, we are all very excited. So, Mark. Let's get down to business.
Yeah, come on, sing it, Josh.
To defeat.
Yes, business.
He's got it.
To defeat the Huns. Did they send me daughters?
Daughter.
When I asked for sons. So you're good. The saddest lot
Do it.
I've ever met.
Holy shit.
And you can bet before we're through. Mr. I'll make a man out of you.
Why are you pointing at me?
Be a man. I don't know. Swim death.
Just because I scream at blood and scary things?
I think you're just I think you're just the only man in that vicinity of the point.
Oh, got it, got
so
it.
Yeah.
No, but anyways, because you didn't watch Mulan, right?
I have never seen it.
Yeah, but
you liked the trailer.
Exactly.
I will say this. I got emotional during this trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Like I really liked this trailer. I know. And I know what the world's gonna say. It's like, oh, you didn't like James Bond, but you like Mulan. Okay, listen, James Bond was the same thing I've seen 450 times. This Mulan thing. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like it looks like a cross between Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, mm-hmm. Last Samurai without Tom Cruise. Yeah. Do you ever see that Jet Li movie where he's like
The One?
Yeah.
Yes.
It looks like a huge mix between
and
all of that.
Jet Li is in this movie.
Is he?
Jet Li is in this movie.
Shut the fuck up.
He's the Emperor of China.
Yeah. And Donnie Yen is in it as well. Jason Scott Lee.
Who was Mowgli in the OG live action Jungle Book.
Exactly. So
God damn,
the
man.
Guy that plays the evil Hun, I think, who's talking about the witch. What's that actor's name? Because he was in Banshee.
Yes, he Banshee. Is in Banshee.
Gong Li.
Yes, Gong Li. That's exactly correct. That's
him. Okay. And he is awesome in Banshee. He plays like this flamboyant, bald, gay the computer hacker.
Yeah, okay.
And he's awesome in Banshee. And when I saw him there, I was like, yes!
Yeah. What a cast, man. And that's the thing for me. Like, you guys know me. Like, I hate everything. I'm such a movie snob sometimes that I have not been enjoying most of the Disney live-action remakes.
I'm in the same boat.
Like,
as
some of them are fine. And there's things to like
My
about them, but
Cinderella.
I just don't care.
I agree.
Cinderella's the best because I felt like it actually did something different from the movie that
we knew.
Is that
the one with the girl from Downton Abbey?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, Lily something.
Lily.
James.
Lily James?
No,
because Lily James was the one in the. Is it Lily James?
Is it Mamma Mia girl? No?
It's not Phil Collins.
Yeah, she was in Mamma Mia.
Yeah,
so it is Lily.
I think it's her name. But anyway, she's very pretty. She sings
to
really
the
well.
Internet.
Yes.
But,
look it up.
But yeah, no, so they haven't been as great or I haven't
found. Lily James.
Lily James, okay.
Don't you guys feel like there's been no real need out of to make any of
these?
And this is the first one that, like, I saw the trailer exactly like Josh said. Like, I was like, am I getting emotional over a trailer that I didn't think I cared about? It looks epic. It looks completely different than the original. Not that the original's great,
the original's amazing.
But you can't have, like, a cartoon be the same thing as, like,
James,
a live action.
Lily James.
And here's the thing. Is the original...
I blacked out for a second.
Like, he literally just confirmed it.
I love the
Real
animated
quick,
Mulan.
Guys,
I do.
James.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks,
okay.
Cody. Thank you.
Can you look out there in the office and see?
Hey, is it Lily James, you guys?
Should we open the door and just yell?
It's not a big deal!
But,
Emma, please.
No, I love animated Mulan. I do. I am excited to see something else. Like, I remember at the time that live-action Beauty and the Beast was coming out, and there is this absolutely bananas French film of Beauty and the Beast because, again, you're drawing from a fairy tale, so why not do something different?
Are you talking about the Vincent Cassell one?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's bananas.
Yeah, what happens? Tell me everything.
Oh, it's just, like...
Not what you would picture.
Not what you would picture. It's not. Yeah. It is not.
Not Disney at all.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. The
Beast
costume
like
design
people.
Is out of control. Okay. Anyway.
Ish.
Oh, he's banging. So is it furry stuff?
It all comes full circle. But with Mulan, it looks like they are going, okay, let's go back to the Ballad of Mulan. Let's go back to the source material and let's just look at stories told in Asian dramas and just bring that to a Disney film and bring in all of these great Asian actors, a lot of whom are actually Chinese. Mm. And it is a Chinese story, which is amazing. Right. And just like bringing all of that to this film that looks like it looks like a historical drama with fantastical elements because I am here for that witch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing, because imagine, I mean, people were like, where's Mushu, right? The little Eddie Murphy dragon. I'm like, he's super cute and cool, and cool in the animated, but to bring those types of elements to live action sometimes don't work.
Yeah.
Or they make the story maybe not as serious. I don't know. Like, that's my preference. I feel like this looks more like an epic, like, war drama.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what they should be doing with all these live actions.
Yeah.
Remakes.
And I definitely like because I love the original.
Me
and
too.
I love Eddie Murphy as Mushu, but I love that they kind of updated but added some of the mythical and magic.
Yeah.
Like, so I dug the sorceress that
is
turns
Mushu
into
the phoenix?
Was the dragon.
Luck
dragon
his
from
little,
Mulan.
Tiny red
he
dragon.
Hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
Right. Is there going to be one of those in this one?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, but Eddie Murphy, he steals the show. And it's so great.
And that's the thing, too, that, you know, you hear the score is, it was basically an arrangement of Reflection, right?
Yeah.
Which is one of the coolest songs. So that's...
Oh.
That's it.
God damn it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a
no, this is
joke,
this
yeah.
is for yeah. Mulan. Okay. This yeah. is the theme song to Mulan.
Yeah. See, Cody just listened to that song by Sugar Ray when he was bleeding, and that's why he was fine.
We've been through many injuries, guys.
We were all at lunch yesterday. That was plain as we walked in.
I know.
That's the Cody song. But anyways, yeah, I feel like if they had done that instead of I like parts of the Beauty and the Beast remake, but the actors are most of them are not singers, right?
Another
Josh Gad was.
Downton Abbey person.
What?
It's another movie with the Downton Abbey person.
Yeah. Yeah. So like Emma Watson, she's cool, but she's not a singer.
Not a singer.
Right? And a lot of these old school Disney musical movies have amazing singers in them. So no matter what, how much auto-tune you have, they're not going to sound
good.
And even
then, you look at something like the original film of Mulan, it's not Ming-Na Wen singing.
Right.
It's actually Aziz Salonga.
Wait, yeah. Salonga, who's... But, come on.
Legend. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Donnie Osmond.
Oh, yeah!
Donnie Osmond in Mulan.
It's like he became cool to me with that movie.
Yeah,
he's great in Mulan. Yeah. He really is.
The other thing, too, was back in the 90s and 80s. Let's just go as far as back at the 80s, because in the 60s, we didn't know anybody anyway.
Yeah.
is that there wasn't – like, we weren't worried about voice talent, right?
Right.
Like, you threw one major voice talent in every movie, and everybody else was like a voice actor. So you had Robin Williams in Aladdin. You had James Earl Jones or Jonathan Taylor Thomas in Lion King.
Yeah.
Right? Right? You had Little Mermaid, there wasn't really anybody super
there
famous
wasn't.
In
and
Little
you know
Mermaid.
That Aladdin is the reason that changed.
Exactly.
Aladdin's the reason that we went in
Robin
the direction.
Williams?
Yes, exactly. And Robin Williams did not want his name to be part of the promotion for Aladdin. The exact same year, I want to say, he also did Ferngully.
Right?
And they were not really promoting. And it was him and Tim Curry in Ferngully.
Right. And Robin Williams was pissed what Disney
did. He was
furious.
Because they actually put his name up as like the main one,
because,
right? And he didn't want that.
He
there
did
was
not
a
want
seat,
that.
Return of Jafar was not Robin Williams.
Uh-uh.
And then the third one was Robin
back.
Williams. He came back because Disney finally went, sorry. I think that's – I don't know if they like backed a Brinks truck up or what, but –
But I also think it's interesting that Disney, has done this a lot recently where they hire these big name A-list actors when you don't need to. You have
the entire voiceover industry is going by way of that, of bringing in celebrities to do the voices.
Right.
And while, yes, absolutely with voice acting, acting is still the basis. You still have to be a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
It is a different skill set.
Yeah. Completely.
And it's...
they're not Broadway singers. Broadway singers. Like, that's... Like, when you had Paige O'Hara, right? Singing Belle.
Of course.
She Belle or was she Ariel? I forget. She was Belle, right?
Yeah.
Jodie Benson. Yeah, beautiful. Pocahontas. Beautiful voice, right? Like, those are the people that should be singing in these movies. Or you don't have a musical and you just have an epic war drama like Mulan. And you have the score.
That's what I love that they're doing. They're taking the songs that we know and love and they're weaving it into a score. So that's why I had like legitimate chills.
The orchestral arrangement of Reflection. I just got chills again.
I'm like, oh.
I don't even know this song and I got emotional.
Right? I think you'd like the original.
Yeah, I think you'll really dig it.
Well, now that I have this Disney Plus thing, I've only watched Mandalorian, but I can go watch Mulan.
Well, Baby Yoda's not in it, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, that's a real bummer.
Yeah. Should we just have a Disney Plus specifically for Josh where Baby Yoda is in all of the Disney movies? Like when Stitch would show up in all the Disney movies for those commercials, remember?
Yes.
Just give me Baby Yoda and everything at this point.
Yeah,
it's like,
no,
I was watching Modern Family last night and I was like, this could use Baby Yoda.
There's a lot of things out there that could use Baby Yoda.
Have you seen that Dear Baby Yoda song that's going around?
Hamilton
the
cover.
The one that's a cover of Dear Theodosia?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Dear Baby Yoda, what to say to you?
I'm so excited you're coming. We're all going to do karaoke soon, right?
Yeah, in a week.
We're going to do it.
Yes.
Cody, you ready?
It's okay. You guys can do karaoke without me because you guys are all just in the B leagues until you see me up there.
Whoa! Snap!
Just saying,
Josh, I'm good at two things: bowling and karaoke.
This is true.
Okay, and as somebody that has seen you bowl, you are very good at bowling. I will give you that. But Cody, there's me at karaoke, and then there's everybody else.
Cody,
That's so cute, Josh.
You have video, Cody, don't you?
Okay,
of what?
I have walked into Barney's karaoke.
Oh,
I saw karaoke of Christian in Florida. Did you not go to that karaoke?
I thought that was Cody.
Yeah, yeah,
was
they all did it.
Cody,
that,
Christian,
Thad sang Alanis Morissette, which I thought was amazing.
Let me just, guys.
Come on, Cody. There's footage of you doing live band karaoke.
I don't brag.
I can vouch though for you.
I've
done karaoke with
you. When I would walk into Barney's back in the day when it was like people still were like people would start chanting my name. I'm not joking. Like
preach,
people lost their mind. I kept a woman employed at Barney's karaoke for like 10 years.
We're going to FaceTime you from our karaoke party while you're in New York.
I went to a karaoke at, remember when they used to do porn star karaoke at
Dimples?
Dimples.
Yeah.
Right? I came off the stage and the girl's like, "Are you in a band or something?" And I was like, "No." She's like, "You should be." And I was like, "Well, thank you." And then I did another song and she was like, "I should maybe just learn an instrument. And you could be our front man." Like, I'm good at karaoke.
I can't wait.
I took 12 years of piano lessons, but I don't know.
Okay. I've been told the same thing, that I should also have a band because of my karaoke skills. So maybe we need to karaoke it up, Josh.
Listen, it's not about the singing as it is about the performance.
Mm-hmm. I think it's both.
As I'm good at both, mm-hmm. I've seen people do karaoke. They're good.
Yeah.
Like, there's good people. Like, Cody's good. I'm sure you're good. I'm on another level. Like, okay. I won a karaoke contest in college against theater majors, and I wasn't even in the school of theater.
Listen.
Like, I destroyed.
I won a live band karaoke one time, and they gave me a free shot from the bar.
There you go.
I'm going to say something, Josh.
The place in Universal?
No, it was actually at Residuals, right down the hill. Which, when they brought up Residuals on the television show Barry for a moment, I was like, I might not be able to watch the show because it's too real.
Too real.
No,
too real.
There's currently somebody on Reddit being like, Josh sucks at karaoke.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Howl at the Moon, the place at Universal.
Yeah, I've done live band karaoke there too.
My one buddy, he one of his first dates he took his now wife, and I was the best man in that wedding. They came to see at the old John Lovitz Comedy Club.
I was doing
stand-up, and then afterwards, like, let's go to Howl at the Moon and grab a drink. And they went to the bar, and I walked up, and the guy knew me from Barney's. He was one of the guys at Barney's. Like, the karaoke community is small. When Belmont's, Barney's, Howl at the Moon, like, the people that run those karaoke rooms, like Gaslight in Santa Monica, I would get text messages from our bar was great.
Yeah.
The R90s band used to play there. I would get text messages from the girls, be like, "You know, it's really slow here tonight. Can you come?" Okay, it'd be like a Wednesday night. Back in my single days, I was like, "Sure, no problem." Showed up, did three songs, lit the place on fire, got out.
And Josh, out of all your skills, and I'll let you finish. But out of all your skills, is karaoke up there? Is that like your number one?
Yeah. Okay. To the point where, at my birthday, like 4 or 5 years ago. This was like maybe 5 years ago. It was the birthday before I started dating Amanda. I was there, and there was some crazy like international supermodel there. I don't know who she was, but she had these overalls and this striped shirt. We dated for like a week after she saw me do karaoke. That is not a lie. That is not a lie.
Josh McCuga, what I've been trying to say is yes, you are correct. I have been to that party where I did sing, but I was overshadowed by the greatness that is Josh McCook.
Yeah.
You did go up there. It was at Barney's. There was a bunch of us there. It was pretty spectacular, I would say.
I mean, I've never seen you speak so confidently about it.
Yeah. You can back it up.
Like, to the point where my cousin the one time was like, "Dude, we get it."
We get it. Okay. So it's like me at like Scores and Soundtracks.
Correct.
That's 100%. Like my one skill. That's your one skill.
It's my one skill that I know. Like, I've got 5 or 10 songs. To the point where I was at a buddy's wedding in Washington, D.C., and they had a live band, right? And I went to the girl. I was like, "You guys have Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young?" She's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Start it." And she was like, "Okay." And then she went – I was like, "I got this one." And I went up. The whole wedding turned around. Everybody had their phone. Like, and nobody was like – they were all just like, "Yeah." And like, even the trombonist was like, "Who's this fucking guy?" Like, he was so excited. I'm telling you, there's like, I am really good at cover singing songs.
Man, you just made me sad that you're not coming next week because
Set
we're all going to be there.
McCooks.
So,
karaoke's going strong. There are people there. You get there, you put in your song. What is that song?
Oh, yeah.
To kick off the McCuga extravaganza.
Clearly.
There.
Yeah.
Is it a Yacht Rock song?
Yeah. I've done this song before.
No. Okay, so.
Cody, you're doing this
Damn
song
right,
next
Cody.
Week.
My favorite band all time, obviously, is Journey, but we all know that Steve Perry sold his soul to the devil for the voice of an angel. Nobody can hit those notes.
Oh, Sherry, very true.
Oh, Sherry is an amazing song. I can't hit those notes. I know my range, right? Yeah. So there's a lot of like 90s rap that I will do, which is totally fine, but that can get the crowd going.
Yeah.
But usually the one that you got to judge the crowd. If it's an older crowd, I'll do Looking Glass Brandy because whatever. Mm-hmm. They like that song, or I'll do a Neil Diamond.
Oh,
right?
Sweet Caroline.
No, not Sweet Caroline.
Okay. No, that one's overplayed. You gotta pick a piece,
Forever in Blue Jeans. Yeah. Like I'll smother through, you know what I mean? Or a Sherry Baby. People love Sherry Baby. Mm-hmm. If it's like a Cody-ish crowd, I'll go Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Knock on Wood, because everybody likes little Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
That's great.
Which Ken is the song ruiner, and he'll come on and tell you.
Yeah.
Ken is the song ruiner because you're like, you know what song I like? He's like, I'm like, Mighty Mighty Boston song. He's like, you know that's about people dying from AIDS. I'm like, Jesus Christ, Ken. Like, come on, man. Way to ruin every song I've ever loved, right? I'm like, Semi Charmed Crown. He's like, that's about a woman killing herself in front of her boyfriend. I was like, what the fuck?
Man, I can't wait to ruin Beatles songs for him.
Now,
like, Run for Your Life, Little Girl. Like, yeah. Like a super messed up song.
There's a song called Faded by Soul Decision, which is like a late 90s rap song. Which get people going. There's This Is Your Night by Amber. This is your night, right? It's all about like the performance dance. You got to get like a dance in there.
Yeah. So you got to know your crowd. Yes. You got to know. No, I get it.
Toto, Rosanna.
The math checks out here. Okay. Matuga had an answer, and it wasn't just one answer. I mean, I have like three songs that
I just go to.
Yeah. End of the World, R.E.M.
Oh, that's okay, right. That's a good one.
Yeah. Footloose. Mm. I like to do Footloose.
Little Kenny Loggins.
I do American Girl. Tom Petty.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good. I pull that one out when it's a little low.
Yeah. Well,
we're gonna
do all of those next week, and including all of the musicals and the Disney and all of the 80s. And Cody, I guess you can sing some Blink 182.
I know the entire catalog.
I will say my favorite karaoke moment though at Barney's, which I may have told on this show before, but and it was just mentioned in this last episode of Silicon Valley. So I'm at. The Penguins just won the Stanley Cup that night. We went to Barney's a Sunday night, and it was like me, my brother, a couple buddies, Amanda, a couple of her friends, and we're singing karaoke, and it's getting crazy. And all of a sudden, the Puddle of Mud song starts, like, can you take it all away? And I'm looking at the guy, and I'm like, that's the lead singer of Puddle of Mud singing his Puddle of Mud song. And my brother goes, this is the most depressing thing I've ever heard. Like, and he was going for it. However, the other best time was when Extreme showed up at Barney's and did More Than Words.
What?
Which I sang in my high school band.
What's your song? Do you have a go-to?
I have a lot. I mean, music is my life. Like, that's like, in my family, we all grew up singing and playing musical instruments. So everything from like Betty Davis Eyes to On Our Own by Bobby Brown, Ghostbusters 2. It's a great song.
Yeah.
But anyways, as much as I would like to continue talking about karaoke, we do have to talk about other nerd news, right?
Can I just say one thing about the Mulan trailer real quick?
Yes, please.
Because that's fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it.
Me too.
But as a red-blooded straight male, if Mulan showed up at like an army training camp, and all my guys are like, that's a dude. I'm like, you guys are idiots. That is a beautiful woman. I don't care how short her hair is. That woman is gorgeous. And they're like, no, it's a dude. Her name's Reggie. I'm like, it's not. It's not Reggie. That is a beautiful woman. You can name a woman Reggie. That's fine. But that woman is a woman.
All the men are like, we have weird feelings right now. Yeah. Don't know why. Don't know how to unpack this.
She lets her hair down, and I'm like, I fucking told you. I told you.
Yeah.
I don't care if she's a warrior. She's been hot the whole time.
I mean, she could also just be a really hot boy.
Yeah.
A really pretty boy.
But as a straight man,
looking at it, I'm like,
maybe it's a cute boy, but it's a gorgeous woman.
Yeah.
Okay? Gorgeous. I'm not taking anything away from the casting. Mulan, kick ass, but you're really attractive.
She's very, very beautiful. How old is she
in this movie? Like 22?
I don't know. You're like, is she lethal?
Because now I'm like, oh, shit.
I mean, it's supposed to be historical China, so she's probably real young.
She's probably like 8-year-old little Mermaid, which is like 16
or
something.
But the actress is definitely
It's like
legal.
When I had to look up like how old Timothée Chalamet was. I'm like, he's like over 18, right? Because I can't be attracted to somebody that's like, young.
Yeah, well, Armie Hammer was gay, doing gay stuff, and he was of age, right?
Call Me By Your Name.
Right? He was of age.
Yeah. Not in the actual story. I think in the story he's 17.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, in the movie he was.
I mean, they were in Italy, so it was a little more lax.
Great movie, yep. By the way. Call Me By Your Name. You guys haven't seen it. The peach scene is my favorite. So, Mark, what else you got for us today?
Oh, Lord. Well, you want to talk about the Snyder Cut? Because the internet wants to talk about the Snyder Cut.
Well, I know Cody does.
Here we go. So Zack Snyder shared a photo. And I love the headline that Yahoo has here.
Lee Yufei was born in 1987, so she's very much of age.
Oh, yeah. She's
that's 32 fine.
So you're good.
You're okay.
Very close
Again,
in age to me.
A beautiful woman.
She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry.
No, here we go. So Zack Snyder shared a photo basically confirming that the Snyder Cut does in fact exist. We've all known that. I mean, now that he's been talking about it, that it's out there, that the actors from Justice League have been sharing release the Snyder Cut. He showed an actual photo of the Snyder Cut, the actual film.
Wait, can we see it?
Yeah. Cody, if you go to that
pull
link.
That up, Mark.
Thank you very much, Cody. It's can coming. You pull that up?
Wait for it.
Wait.
Here we go.
Okay, it's that Yahoo link. It's that Yahoo link links. Down. It's right
be...
there. Yahoo. Nope, keep going
it's
up.
It's almost like you have too many links in here. Yep. All right, here we go. I got it right
there. There it is. You should pull up your photo again, your bloody photo again.
Yeah. There it is. That's the Snyder Cut.
There it is, the Snyder Cut.
So is it real? Does it exist? Of course it does.
Whoa.
And it's on
the... Is he just playing with us now?
No. This thing...
No, it's in a film ball.
It's been pretty much confirmed
the
now.
The internet is going wild again. But this isn't shocking, right? With the cast started... Like, actually hashtag and release the Snyder's Cut. We saw Gal Gadot. We already talked about this on the show. It's like, they're clearly going to release it. Like, they wouldn't be doing
otherwise. I'm still holding out that it's going to be an HBO Max thing because they need something
It totally. Feels like Warner Brothers doesn't give a shit. It really does because when I heard Zack Snyder say, oh, yeah, I have a cut, I was like, oh okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you believe the director. Right. And I'm like, okay, so then the actor starts sharing it. Then he shares this, and I was like, well, of course he has, you know, the actual cut. But it doesn't feel like, because when all the actors were doing the sharing of the hashtag, Variety put out there an article. I don't know if it's Variety or Hollywood Report. Anyway, somebody checked with the sourcing on Warner Brothers, and they're like, yeah, we have no plans. There was like in Variety article, I think, ended with it's like a long shot or it's not going to happen on Warner Brothers' end.
And what was that you also mentioned to me, and I haven't read this news item, but I guess somebody said that the actual Justice League, the theatrical release, only had like 10% of his footage.
So this is the other what kind of goes with this. Cinematographer Fabian Wagner explains that it was like 10 – he said something like 10% – of Zack Snyder's footage actually made it into the theatrical release.
10%.
10%. So 90% was all reshoots with Joss Whedon and the rewrites.
And the entire film Twitter is pissed, and I, and along with all the other Snyder fanboys and fangirls, am very happy about this.
I didn't know. I mean, this is a courtesy of Screen Rant. They got this from an actual interview that Fabian was doing where he did say the 10% stuff, and I went, well, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. I mean, that movie
didn't feel like
it's a
Zack Snyder movie. Like it had a few shots, but it did not feel like it at all.
That didn't even feel like a movie.
It was weird.
Some scenes were cool.
It was just but that's what it was. It was a bunch of scenes.
Yeah. Why do you lead with the mustache?
Legitimately.
I continue to wonder. Your first shot out of the gate of the movie is mustache gate.
Here's the thing. If you're telling us it's 90% Joss Whedon, clearly that's correct because he just remade The Avengers but worse.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
It's legitimately The Avengers but worse.
Yeah.
So if you're telling me that it was Joss Whedon, no shit. He's like, well, this worked for Marvel. I'll just do it for DC. I have to correct myself. I totally botched this. Hoon Lee is the guy from Banshee. He is not in Mulan.
Oh.
I was thinking it's a guy that looks a lot like him, square jaw. But it's different. Hoon Lee's in Warrior now, regardless.
Yeah, he's great on Warrior.
Yeah. And I thought that was him. It was real quick in the trailer, so that's my bad.
No worries.
It's all good. There's a lot of good actors in it.
A lot of good actors.
So do you guys care at all? Like, is it one of those things where if it comes out on HBO Max and it's streaming, are you guys going to, like, pop it in and watch it? Because, like, for me, yes, I really want to see this.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I have to admit that I muted the hashtag release the Snyder Cut because I'm just tired of it.
Yeah, I get it.
And that isn't to say that I'm not in favor of it. I am a big proponent of if the art exists, then let it exist.
Yeah.
It kind of circles back to, in a lot of ways, our conversation about how we feel about the Disney live action remakes. Whether you like them or not, the thing that you liked, the animated film, still exists. Mm-hmm. So if there are people out there that love the Joss Whedon version of Justice League, that's still going to exist. And then people will also be able to see the Snyder Cut. And for me, though, it shouldn't be to compare them. It should just to be to experience all of it.
Yeah. I disagree, Emma. You have to like everything I like and hate everything I hate because that's so dumb. Why totally do you guys do that? Who cares? Well, I don't care what you guys like. Yeah.
Okay, get this. 214 minutes was written on the cut. So that is 3 hours and 34 minutes of his cut, which, you know.
It's longer than The Irishman.
Yeah, that's what's going out
I'm
there.
Still not through season one of The Irishman.
Yeah.
That's a Cody joke. I stole that. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Yeah. Cody has very good jokes on Twitter sometimes. If you are not following Cody on Twitter, you're missing out.
Yeah. He's pretty 100%.
So But to answer your question out there, that this would be like a Mandalorian episode dropping for me. It would be a must-see. Yeah. Like, okay. I would love to see this because of how much I like Man of Steel and BVS, to see his vision for the third movie that he was in. He's even said completing the story of what he was doing with Superman. So, of course, I'm
I
like –
I know. That's the part.
That's the one
and
that gets
exactly – you mentioned BVS. Like, I had so many issues with the theatrical release. But then when I saw Ultimate Edition and I actually got to see Clark Kent's character, I'm like, oh, he actually is in this
now.
Yeah. Like, movie,
that's what I want to see.
It gets better and better every time I watch it.
Justice League?
No,
Batman vs. Superman.
I've come around so much on BVS, even now putting it – really high up there with DC movies
because
right next to Man of Steel
is Lex Luthor, honestly. Like, and not because Jesse Eisenberg's a bad actor, I just didn't like the take on his character.
I actually think he was well cast as that character, but I think the take on it was not the greatest. It wasn't it's fine, it's watchable.
Yeah. But Lex Luthor's such a cool
character. Lex Luthor's a great character.
You disagree with
that? I just want to see Michael Rosenbaum play him again.
You're doing your Robert De Niro look there.
I don't know about either Batman v Superman or Man of Steel. I didn't really like either of those movies.
What superhero movies do you really like?
Ant-Man.
Oh! Yeah,
Ant-Man's one of my favorites.
I really dive with Ant-Man also. Yeah.
What about you, Emma?
Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah.
Sign me up again. All day with Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok. My favorite, like, as far as superhero movies go, Ant-Man, The Phantom with Billy Zane.
Yeah. Yep.
Thor Ragnarok for sure. The first Guardians of the Galaxy I love. I even enjoyed
the
second
one.
Yeah,
all the fun too. Yeah, all the ones that make you laugh.
Totally fun ones.
I also really dug Wonder Woman.
I loved Wonder Woman.
And I think that one of the things that is kind of great about the DC films and where your point is not incorrect at all, Makuga, about Joss Whedon basically taking Justice League and going, I'm just going to apply the Avengers formula to this and it's going to work. Mm-hmm. The thing that keeps the DC films interesting, yet also I think is why they've kind of struggled to find their stride, is that they are allowed to be more different than one another. Which isn't to say that Marvel isn't doing that. They're playing with every single subgenre, and most of their best films are the ones where they are messing around with subgenres or they're letting movies be their own thing. Guardians of the Galaxy is a great example. That is a James Gunn film.
Yeah. Ragnarok.
Totally a Taika Waititi movie.
Yep.
So I think
they just should let directors do their thing.
Yes, exactly.
They should just let creators take over. Deadpool is a great example of that.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. But
another superhero movie I love is Deadpool. Another one that I can't believe I didn't lead off with it because I always think of like modern ones. Clearly, the greatest superhero movie of all time is 1989 Batman.
Batman Returns.
Batman Returns.
I do like
that one. Batman Returns.
No. Well, if we're going down that road, 1978 Superman. Come on.
Cody. You need to stop shitting on the best comic book movie.
Which I didn't hit a single thing.
Is Batman Returns?
Oh, yeah. Also, are you actually farting then?
That was a glitch.
Cody, you actually wore, you may still wear it. You wear that 1989 Batman shirt all the
Josh,
time.
I like the 89 one. It's Returns in another
fan. Oh, correct. Thank you.
That's Returns is so much better.
It's the best.
I will say this right now. Batman Returns is the worst Batman movie of all of them.
No. So here's where
I will take Batman Forever, Batman and Robin over both of them.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God,
I'll take George Clooney nipples any day of the week.
Holy shit.
Day of the week.
You cleared out the room with this.
Listen.
Hot take.
Stupid Chester Copperfield.
Oh, God, the Reddit.
The Josh McCougar Reddit.
The Reddit page.
I will say this. Take Selena Kyle out of Batman Returns.
And you still have Michael Keaton and Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
It was terrible. There was a total waste of Michael Keaton.
Did you just say Michael Keaton was terrible?
No.
He's fucking great
in that
movie.
I'm talking about it being the movie. Michael Keaton is always great in everything he does. It doesn't matter.
Perfect.
Even in the movie Post-Grad with Alexis Bledel. He's amazing. Okay? You take Selena Kyle and Michael Keaton out of Batman Returns, take everything away, and then do another movie with just them as the – that's our Batman Returns, take away the Penguin, I'm fantastic with it.
No, so I half agree with your statement. So I
hated the Penguin.
I understand why people dislike the Penguin part of it.
Haven't heard that one in a bit, Cody.
Wow.
It's not me, guys. It's just whenever you talk about the movie, the farts just – they automatically play. I'm sorry. It's how the board's wired.
Keep that fart.
You're
keep...
so lucky. That's my favorite fart noise, so God damn it. Anyways, we're going to fight about this forever. But
sure. Mm-hmm. Dude, Zack Snyder, Jesus, he's going on Twitter right now.
What?
Like, literally. Hold on real quick.
Wait,
I'm going to get this.
He just tweeted?
Yeah, so Screen Rant
breaking news, Cody.
Has the Snyder Cut of Justice League is over 3 hours long. Scott Mendelson, who's a great writer over at Forbes, says this is almost certainly an assembly cut, which is always excessively long because that's what an assembly cut is. And then Zack Snyder tweets at him and says the assembly cut was nearly 5 hours long.
Jesus.
So he cut this thing down to the two.
So it truly is a Snyder cut.
So it literally is a Snyder. So Zack Snyder continues to push back at this because he's got – look, the fans with this movement, I said on the last Riley Roundtable, they won. This worked. Right. They got people talking about it,
yeah.
And they got Zack Snyder going, wait a minute. People actually want to see this, and It's emboldened him to start sharing all this other additional, like, looks at the movie that he was trying to do, like, pre-production art, and now he's going in on Twitter and going, nope, you're wrong. That was 5 hours. This is my cut. So It's continuing to happen. So HBO Max, I think, is the perfect place to release this.
Yes, I agree. I want to see it. I, like Emma, I would like to not talk about it anymore. I just want to see it. I want to see it.
As the kids say, fuck me up with that Snyder cut. Let's get after
exactly.
I just want to see that. Exactly. Because after BVS, what is his vision? Because that's what bothered me.
I also didn't feel like a continuation.
Didn't feel like a continuation and a complete 180 in tone that then continued on in Aquaman. Yeah. It's like Aquaman, there's Jason Momoa in BVS and set up in this kind of different look. And Aquaman comes along, I'm like, that is a totally different tone than what I was getting with BVS and Man of Steel that I liked.
Because Wonder Woman was a good tone.
Oh, it was Wonder Woman. Like
drama, comedy, everything.
It's great. Wonder Woman.
I'm so looking forward to 84? Wonder Woman 84.
Yeah.
That looks great. When does it come out? June
2020.
I think, yes.
2020.
Did I ever tell you my mom's review of Aquaman? I had just seen Bumblebee, which is fantastic.
Yes.
If you have not seen Bumblebee, please watch Bumblebee.
Bumblebee is real good.
It's E.T., but with a robot.
Yeah.
And Hayley Steinfeld.
A robot that just likes.
I do. Well, because they're nice ones.
Yeah, they're nice. They're nice alien robots. Yeah. So I texted my mom and said, oh, I just saw Bumblebee. It was so great. And my mom texts back and goes, oh, we're really looking forward to seeing Bumblebee. She and my dad, this is. She goes, we just saw Aquaman. Not very good. Not enough character development.
Oh, straight up. Just burn crush.
Does she watch your shows and she's learning from you? Or what's happening?
I know.
Are you making your mom a nerd pundit now?
My mom is now a nerd pundit.
That's a good take. Yeah. It's not like my mother who thought the Noah movie was actually a Transformers movie. So.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Do you remember Noah?
With Russell Crowe?
With Russell Crowe,
the
Aronofsky.
And all them?
I don't know. I can't. Yeah, Emma Watson was in it. Yeah.
She is.
So there's a scene in the movie where like rock creatures come to life or something. Spoilers for Noah, by the way. So my mom was like, yeah, it's like Transformers. And I'm like, I'm sorry? And I hadn't even seen it yet. I'm like, now what's going on with Transformers? And she's like, I think there's Transformers in it. And I'm like, I have to get to the bottom of this, mom.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Was she drinking wine and she was watching something else?
No. Matinee.
Awesome. I want to go see movies with your mom.
My mother's reviews are amazing because it's why Christian Harloff wanted me to always do Mrs. Riley because she would see – she like, for instance, my
do
favorite.
Do one for us.
It was like, I just saw The Departed. And I was like, oh, do you like The Departed? She's like, I loved every single moment of it, but I am very – I have no idea what it's about. And I went, okay.
That's so honest. She enjoyed it.
Oh, she enjoys – well, she likes her movies and then
that's
she usually, comes back with her hot take.
I was always – like, I didn't watch Aquaman in the theater. I didn't go see it in the theater. I waited for a while because everybody I talked to around here was like, no, it's pretty good. And I listen, I say it all the time. I swam in high school. I like the water. I always wanted to be Aquaman. That was my superhero. Was like, he swam real fast. He had a spear. Like, I always liked spears and tridents.
He talked to fish and rode fish.
He was always living underwater. That was my dream, to live underwater. Cool. Right? Like, it's a really cool thing. I don't understand. Thank you, Dave. Such well-timed job.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand what that was. Like, I watched the first 40 minutes and stopped it. And I was like, am I watching a different movie?
Like,
is this the airplane cut? Like, am I on an airplane cut?
You didn't like Willem Dafoe riding a shark or whatever that was?
Yeah.
The hair in that movie took me at, like, Amber Heard's wig was horrendous. Mm. Patrick Wilson, Willem Dafoe, their hair was always so shiny.
But didn't you
then they were just like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Didn't you like there were
Michelle
some...
Pfeiffer was just there.
Because she's awesome. But didn't you like some of the underwater scenes?
No, Nicole Kidman. Thank you. Whatever.
Some of the underwater scenes, though, look like cool, modern Flash Gordon stuff. Like, some of it, did, like, James Wan did a really good job with that. The visual stuff with the underwater
like Shark
was beautiful.
Tale.
Yeah.
No, it did not.
Flash Gordon's weirder good, animals.
Flash Gordon's a good reference for it. But
would you call it Splash Gordon?
Oh! Rumor mill is in good hands, Josh McCougar.
Really, truly. Well done, Cody. So do we got more news, Mar? Because we are going to play a little game.
I just want to play the game.
Then let's play the game.
Let's play this game.
Cody, you ready?
Sure, give me a second. Yeah.
I know you have nothing else to do. It's not like you're actually like helping
he's
us
actually currently
live
writing,
stream the show.
He's writing
or
his treatment for Splash Gordon right now.
I do want to see that. What if they actually make a movie with Splash, you know, like Daryl Hannah,
like Daryl Hannah
and Tom Hanks,
and
combine
it
with Flash Gordon?
I'd watch it.
And so it's Flash Gordon under the sea.
I loved Splash when I was a kid. That was one of my favorites.
Can you do that scream?
Please splash. Is there any news in there worth talking about? Because I know I threw a lot
in there.
Oh,
one thing I do want to talk about I'm very excited about really quick is Lock and Key. Because that's one of my favorite comic books, right? And Mark, it looks like it's coming on to Netflix next year?
Yeah, so
Holy shit, finally.
I don't know if it's for fans of Lock and Key out there, one of the best comic series I've ever read.
What is it about?
It's horror. You're going to get scared. But in short, it's basically a family
of ghosts.
That, yes.
Sort of.
No, that, Aquaman. A family that goes to this giant house in Maine, I guess.
Maine,
I'm assuming. I forget.
Oh, yeah.
Because Joe Hill wrote it, who's Stephen King's son.
Oh, and so, I met Joe Hill. He did Horns.
Yes, exactly. And so this is basically a story where there's all of these hidden keys throughout the house, and they all have different powers, right? So, like, one of the keys, like, turns you into, like, a ghost, and you leave your body, and you can, like, you know, haunt people or whatever. Like, there's another key that you can go into, like, your brain or other people's brains and, like, take stuff out of there as well.
Which
so
is
you can
the
take,
poster.
Like, so you can take, like, memories out. And so there's this whole – it's an amazing comic book. It's one of my favorite comic book series of all time.
Yeah. So here's the official synopsis from Netflix. It's going to premiere February 7th of next year. So we are close.
Whoa.
Which this caught me off guard. I was like, oh, my God.
Is it a series or a movie?
It's a series.
Okay.
It's a series. So after their father is murdered under mysterious circumstances, the three Locke siblings and their mother move into their ancestral home, Key House, which they discover are full of magical keys that will be connected to their father's death. As the Lock children explore the different keys and their unique powers, a mysterious demon awakens. There you go, Josh. That's for you.
Your favorite
and will stop at nothing to steal them. So Carlton Cuse, Lost and Bates Motel, and Meredith Averill, who did The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh,
that's awesome. The series is coming-of-age mystery about love, loss, and the unshakable bonds of family.
Because it sounds to me from the synopsis, and I've not read the comic, but now I want to because it sounds amazing. Is it like young audience friendly?
No. I mean, I would show it to my kids, but I messed up. I don't think most parents would show it to their kids.
Okay.
Because there is some darker themes and some like kind of gory stuff, too.
Yeah.
It's not like Preacher, right? Like, if you read Preacher, it's, like, super graphic.
Yeah.
Right? But there is some definitely, like adult horror stuff in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
This is totally on regard to Lock and Key because, obviously, my brain just zoned out as soon as you said Stephen King's son wrote it.
Yeah.
I met Joe Hill. Really nice guy. Looks just like Stephen King. But I keep thinking to myself, can you imagine if, like, I was Stephen King's son? How, like, a paradox of that would be is that it's like, this is my son, Josh. I'm like, I'm scared of my dad!
If we were still doing Awesome-tacular, I would want you to find out that you're actually Stephen King's son.
Yeah.
And I would want to explore that.
That's a sketch we're writing, by the way. Yeah. It's happening.
Stephen King's mom, I'm adopted. And like, hey, your real father is Stephen King. I'm like, no, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah. But what is the Stephen King Christmas party like? He's like, hi, welcome. And then the tree disappears, and out pops a villain, like a demon. And
your,
eats people's Christmas
so
party.
Your
house would be full of, like, Pennywise and, like, the Grady twins.
And, like
all the
tricycle
cool
from The Shining. Yeah. And you'd have the carpet from the Overlook Motel.
And the furry bear that's in the
hotel
room.
I'm scared of my garage back in Pittsburgh, and that's just because there's a bunch of hammers hanging up.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what the weird, like... garage of Stephen King's like, this is the tricycle from Shining.
Oh, man. That'd be
like,
so cool.
No,
that
would be cool.
I mean, just an aside, we were listening to Christmas songs last night. There is a lot of references to scary things in Christmas songs. Like, there's that one song that's like, there'll be scary ghost stories. I'm like, why?
Uh-huh.
It's Christmas. What are you doing?
Trying
with
to
that?
Rhyme something?
It's like, why scary ghost stories? And then this other song, the figgy pudding motherfuckers that won't leave the party until you give
them
figgy pudding.
Do you know what the most terrifying song of all time is?
What?
Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
It's so scary, especially if you go in Small World, because that's all they sing during Christmas.
That's true.
Really? I hate it so much. It's horrible.
They just
horrible.
Change the Jingle Bells?
Yeah. They're just singing Jingle Bells.
Whole
time. It's the most terrifying ride I've ever had in my life.
I don't understand It's a Small World. I really don't.
Okay. I don't either.
Well, It's a Small World was an attraction that was created for the World's Fair in New York.
Holy shit, Emma Five. Go.
Of course she knows this.
Well, no, because I was watching Imagineering Story.
Oh, I want to see that.
I was watching Imagineering Story with my mom over Thanksgiving.
Was she an Imagineer?
No. She went on the original It's a Small World at the New York World's Fair.
Holy shit.
Before it was a Disneyland
That's
attraction.
So cool. Was it all messed up like Duff Beer Land in The Simpsons?
Ooh.
Duff Beer for me. Duff Beer for you. I'll have a duff. You'll have one too.
It was, no, I mean, it was exactly the It's a Small World that we have now. It's just it was the older dolls, but at the time when they were making the attraction, basically... the woman who did the costume design for it, Walt Disney said, I want you to just make clothes that women would want to actually own and put them on these dolls. And I want to spare no expense on this ride, basically. So, yeah, it was basically meant to
spare
be.
No expense. So we're still paying for Walt Disney's stupid idea of putting in this It's
no,
a Small World.
No. But the concept behind It's a Small World. And
so we're all like supposed to get along. I get it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get it.
Is a small
However,
world.
Emma.
It was revolutionary at the time.
I get it. I 100% get it. Let's all get along. It's a small world. You're from this part of the world. I'm from this part of the world. Let's all get along. I 100% agree with that. Did they have to make that song that terrible? Like, did they have to make it sit in your brain?
I don't like it.
The Sherman brother who's still alive, I think Roger Sherman is the one that's
not
still.
Richard.
Yeah, okay. Roger Sherman.
Richard Sherman, the linebacker or the defensive back for the 49ers.
Yeah, yeah.
I also had a theater professor named Roger Sherman.
Right,
but but Roger Sherman was talking about, he actually like makes a joke about it in Imagineering Story of like, well, I made this song that a lot of people hate. Yeah.
There it is.
Oh, God.
No, Cody,
no,
stop
switch
it.
To the other one.
No,
switch
Zoobly to the other Zoo. One. Zoobly Zoo.
No, Zoobly not that Zoo. One.
No.
No. No. Do the theme song.
It's the worst song ever.
It's real bad.
Do the
it's
theme song.
Anyways, we are now playing a TV thong.
TV thong.
TV
Whoa.
Theme song.
Let's play the TV thong.
TV theme song. Or the thong song. Cody, you ready?
Yep.
Is this happening?
Are you
playing along, or are you just going to be our saw guy?
Well, I have all the
songs.
He has all the songs, so he can't.
Okay,
I'd be pretty good at it.
So what, we just
I think
our
you
names?
Would be.
Yeah, so we're going back around to the TV. Guess the TV theme song.
Okay.
So when Cody plays a little snippet of it, whoever gets it first, say your name.
Okay.
And then answer.
All right.
And first one, let's do, because we have 15
I'm
minutes
about.
I'm
not going to say my name.
Just
I'm going to just yell
90s.
Like, Josh!
80s and 90s. It's across the board theme songs from all over the decades.
All right.
And so maybe first one to three.
Cool.
Sure.
Wins.
Oh,
sure.
Shit. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Guys.
We're
song number one.
Oh.
Makuga.
Oh, shit.
Small Wonder.
No.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh, farts.
Go. I know this.
I did.
I don't know this.
Oh, guys, come on.
Is this a cartoon?
Hold on.
No.
Shit.
Oh, man.
Thundercats.
No.
No.
Gem and the Holograms.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's 21
Jump Street.
Oh, see, I never saw it. So that's why. Okay.
I should have gotten that. I'm so disappointed in myself.
He's a disappointment to the city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Oh
damn.
Damn.
Damn, Cody. Okay,
I
guess
don't
next
play
one.
Anymore,
yeah.
Well,
So that was a failure.
Down on Jump Street is what they played at the end of the movies.
Right, yeah.
They didn't play that beginning part.
Yeah. But Chad's like,
and 21 Jump Street was before my time. That's like 82.
Yeah. But right, well, okay, well, next one.
This is an easy one, all right?
Okay.
Oh, Darina! Oh.
Sorry.
I thought we were supposed to say her name.
Sorry, you're right. Farts.
Can we just say it then?
Yeah, let's just say it. Okay. Josh got it.
Okay, next one. Okay.
Sorry. Stand by. Mm-hmm. Got to load a playlist. And then, okay, here we go.
Okay.
Riley.
Oh, farts.
Chips.
That is correct.
Yeah! Yeah!
I was going to say Magnum P.I. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Pretty good. All right.
Keep talking. Keep talking.
Yeah. Okay. Chips, motherfuckers.
Okay, never mind. Stop talking.
Chips. Riley. Chips. Simpsons!
I think Simpsons. Riley got it. I think it was Riley's first. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll take
good
that
job,
fucking
man.
Point, motherfucker. Yeah.
If they're going to be easier like this, we should go to five.
Okay. Let's go to five. Some time. Okay. Let's go to five. Riley.
X-Files. What the fuck? How are you so fast?
X-Files. Say your names.
Yeah. Say your names.
Wait. So I'm saying our name. I thought we switched.
What's to that? Saying the song.
We say our name. That's our buzzer.
Yeah.
And then you answer.
All right.
So are we
I'll take a point
okay.
off. I'll take a point
okay,
off
we
for
are
X-Files.
Saying our names.
Okay.
Got it.
So it's 2-1
okay.
still.
2-1 still. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Darina. Shit. Martin. No.
No.
Josh.
Okay.
Home Improvement.
That's
yes,
correct.
Yes, okay.
Oh!
You're right. You're totally right. I knew it and I fucked up. Good job, Josh.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, got to skip the Cosby Show. Not going to play
this. Oh, yes, please skip that. Good theme song.
Okay. Right.
Josh, farts!
Darina!
Fuck you, this is Darina! My show! I'm taking it!
Take it.
Family Ties.
Yep.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's Who's the Boss?
No, it's not.
Family Ties.
It is Family Ties. Damn it!
I gave that one to Joshy.
No, it's yours. You said
no
first.
Nope. I'm in a generous mood because I'm going to motherfucking wipe the floor with you, right?
These are all really great songs, by the way.
Emma, you should get on the board with this one.
You know, oh, okay.
Let's see.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Darina.
Oh, Emma.
Rugrats. Damn it.
Yeah, yep.
Darina's on the board.
But I did know that was Cody.
No, keep talking.
Thank you. Thank you for trying.
That was
watermelon.
Keep saying a few words.
Can you do that when you're on stage and you just say watermelon and it sounds like murmuring?
Watermelons and bubblegum.
Yeah,
watermelon.
Is that too much? Everyone shut up. Everyone shut up.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, fuck. Darina, Hawaii 5-0 or whatever.
That is correct.
Oh, Darina.
Well done.
Damn.
Crushing it.
That's 2 points.
Yeah.
It's 3-2-2. Sorry, I'm
it's okay. I'm also the youngest person at the table.
That's
How old
true.
Are you?
I'll burn.
33.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You bitch. I mean, love you.
I can't really hear
this one's a little quiet. Sorry about that.
Josh!
Oh, shit.
Step by Step.
That is correct.
Yep. Well done.
Shit. Farts.
TGIF.
I knew Makuga was... Well, when they asked about playing this game, I was like, oh, Makuga needs to play this game. He'll be great at it.
For sure. All
right, here we go.
Okay. Darina!
I don't know
who
what
was
happened
that?
There.
Well,
I think we all know it at the same time.
It's
3
DuckTales.
Yeah.
Great.
Right.
It's one of the greatest.
Well, everybody just kind of.
I think we all tied.
We'll just make it a
the fact
a
that we all knew that in the second beat. Like,
yeah.
It was,
boom, 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 boom.
Josh.
Emma.
Go ahead.
Oh, Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh,
Emma.
Very nice. On the board.
Yeah.
Damn.
Stand by. Almost
we
there,
are
guys.
By.
Everyone keep to our
show. It's not like you.
Josh.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Dun, dun.
Riley.
That's not fair.
Hold on.
Hey.
Give me 5 seconds.
Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
One.
Silver Spoons.
Riley.
Nope. No.
Grace American Hero.
Yep.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Boom.
Such a good song.
Oh, shit.
It is a very good song.
Believe it or not.
Is that 4-4?
I got 4 for Josh, 3 for me, 2 for Darina, 1 for Emma.
Yes. Okay.
I got a point.
Here we go.
Josh. Riley.
Oh, shit.
Succession.
Yes. That's like
that was in the 80s, right?
No, it wasn't. That doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
That doesn't fucking count. And he's obsessed with that.
And
you
I
gave
think
it
I beat
to him,
you.
Cody.
And I think I beat you to the buzzer.
Fine. Fuck. Take the point off.
You're just in love with that show.
I love
that's
so good.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
Right. Darina!
Jesus.
Married with Children.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, give her the point.
I am son of a bitch.
Okay, 4-3-3-2.
I guess it says.
That passed.
Yeah,
passed.
I got it.
Passed. Okay.
Let's try a different one.
What a great choice, Cody.
Three now. Inspector Gadget.
Oh, wow. Damn. Wow.
That was good. All right, so 4-4.
4-4, 3-2.
I'm so nervous. By.
Almost kay. There. Okay. Here we go. Shut up.
Josh. Hey, dude.
Holy crap.
Holy
whoa!
Shit.
Oh,
what even is that?
Son of a
well done.
Damn it.
Damn.
I was making
what
a hot
that?
Comeback.
Hey, dude, it was
yeah.
a Nickelodeon show
was,
with
yeah,
Ben Stiller's wife.
No, yeah, I never would have gotten
yeah,
that
it was
one.
About people
never.
On a dude
ranch.
A
dude ranch yeah.
I remember it. That's. Yeah. I probably. So, was it a cartoon or a show?
Show. Live
show.
Action. Oh, live action. It came on the same time as Salute Your Shorts. So, yeah. It went, hey, dude, Salute Your Shorts. In yeah. the
oh, see, I was more. I
remember that.
I didn't watch that much Nickelodeon except for the animated. Like, I watched, like, the Monsters cartoon.
Oh, yeah, Our Real Monsters.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right. Let's do a couple more just to see what's out there.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
Three now.
Oh,
X-Men.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's 90s X-Men.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. That's so good. Yep. Three now. Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. That's a great
DC.
One.
Yeah.
All right.
Little
here
Dawson's
we go.
Creek.
Three now. I'm assuming it's either Tiny Toons or Animaniacs.
You got to pick one.
Damn it.
Oh.
Tiny Toons?
No, it's Animaniacs.
Damn it.
It's Animaniacs.
How do you know? Damn it.
Yeah.
The Maniacs. I love that.
So good.
Josh.
Oh.
ER.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
Dude.
Well
that's,
done.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That was a
good
that was a Josh and Depp Macuga favorite.
Okay, one more, that's Cody, and then we'll go to break.
Stand by. Got a few seconds here for it to load. Keep talking.
Yeah.
Oh, conversation.
Yeah.
You guys are friends.
We're friends.
I really
talk.
Like
we're
friends.
Right, get
right, everyone stop talking.
Josh. I think it was me.
It was you.
I'd save it
yeah.
Oh,
damn. Well done. Yeah.
Well done, folks.
Great
well
game.
Done.
Great game.
That was so fun.
That was really fun.
I love that game. Yeah. That game's that's solid.
So when we come back after break, Ken Knapsack is going to join us.
Yeah.
Emma, thank you so much for joining us today.
Emma.
We
welcome.
Loved
thank
having
you. For
you.
Having me on the show.
I will say
please
this.
Please come back. Mm-hmm.
This is going to be my last day on the show for the entire 2019.
Yeah.
And I had no idea. It's a real treat that I get to hang out with Emma Fyfe. Her first time on Collider Live.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And I will say this. In the history of being here on Collider, some of my favorite memories were me, David Griffin, and Emma Fyfe
yeah.
on Collider.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Sinead
yeah.
Freeze. That
yeah.
was really, really fun.
Hell,
you're the best.
Yeah.
Thanks, Emma Fyfe.
By the way.
You're the best, Josh Macuga.
You're the best.
Congrats to David Griffin.
I know.
Congrats.
Wow.
Yay,
our boy got
engaged.
Congrats, David Griffin.
I believe he will not be getting high at his own wedding, because when he got high at my wedding, he disappeared in a vineyard for an hour and a half.
Yes.
That's my mother-in-law's wedding. It'll get you.
Maybe
so
you
good.
Do that at his wedding.
Yeah.
So there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
Well,
it happens.
Thanks again, Emma.
Yes,
we will be back
me.
Shortly. Go to the bathroom, get some water. We will be back.
Oh, the fucking dog at the
thing. God damn. Dead ass. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Ben.
Aliens and shit. You people are stupid! I'm fooling you, you don't like it!
He's still working on his spoonsmanship.
I wasn't kidding yet!
And I want your ass. And I want your ass. And I want it now.
Oh, shit, man!
And they're fucking me right now. And they're fucking me right now. And they're... And they're... and they're fucking me right now.
I love seeing photos of fat kids. Welcome back to Collider Bloody Live.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Ken Napsok.
Yeah, Kenny Napsok.
Dorina Arriano.
¿Cómo estás? Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
¿Y tú?
Muy bien. ¿Por qué estás aquí?
Sí.
It sounded like
that's
you just
all you
said,
got?
It ends there.
To me, I thought you just said, do you like a pork sandwich? And I was like, sí.
And so everything sandwich. Sounds like food.
Mm-hmm. I took 2 years of high school Spanish. My Spanish name was Ramon.
Ramon? Was it like with the Spanish, like from Spain? Is that what you're doing, the back of the throat thing?
I don't know.
Ramon?
I don't know. My teacher was, I had two high school Spanish teachers, Senora Fabiola and Senora Cockshot. And
what?
That was her
Cockshot.
Name.
Wait.
Spelt as you would think.
No.
Yeah.
Cockshot.
Yeah, Cockshot.
She should hang out with Mrs. Seaman, my teacher from fifth grade. Yeah.
That's my cousin's last name.
No.
Seaman. Yeah.
And literally spelled
her grandfather's
S-E-M-E-N.
Name. No, it's S-I-E-M-E-N.
Okay.
Like the S-E-Y.
Like electricity comes like Siemens.
Yeah.
The grandfather's name is Dick Seaman.
Oh.
No, it's not.
He goes by Dick. He does not go by Richard or Rich, Rick Richard or Rich.
Seaman. I mean, come on.
You gotta lean into Dick it Seaman. By then.
That's amazing.
The one time I got drunk and asked him at like a family function, and he goes, well, kids back then weren't as cruel. And I was like, were they also stupid?
I mean, that's one of the reasons I don't know Spanish too well is because I spent the first year giggling.
Yeah.
Every time they said, Senora
like,
Cockshot.
Right, open up your books.
Me llamo Senora Cockshot.
Oh, okay, man.
We'll
poor
books.
Woman.
In fourth grade, you had to take like 1 6-week period of Spanish, 1 6-week period of German, 1 6 period of French, and then you had to choose for the rest of your time in school. You had to take that language.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And our Spanish teacher, like, you got there and like, give us your name. And I was like, I would like to be Julio. And she was like, well, Ben is already Julio. And I was like, Ben's name doesn't start with a J. He can be Benito. I am Julio.
That's fair.
That is fair.
That's fair.
That's fair. That is fair.
Right?
Yeah.
I chose Ramon because there was like no Ken. There's no Ken.
Yeah. I'm going to call you Ramon from now on.
Ramon?
Yeah, I've decided.
Kenito.
But am I putting too much
Ramon, yeah, because you're doing it with like the G. So,
un perro. Ramon, un perro.
Okay,
we'll work on it.
Yeah, I'll teach you.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank
but
you.
Ken, is, yeah, this, is this your first? No, it's not your actual first time on Collider Live 2.0.
Yeah, he's popped in.
He popped in, but this is your first time we're actually going to hang out with us.
Yeah, for a few moments.
For like,
yeah,
a little,
yeah,
bit.
I think I was here. Yeah, I don't remember. I don't keep track of it.
No, I know. But I'm very happy you're here. I'm always happy when you join us, especially because this is Josh's last episode of the year.
Did we already say goodbye to him?
Yeah. But we, you know, he's,
that's why
but
I'm
we
saying
miss
you guys
him.
Didn't need to say goodbye. That's
but we miss him. Person. He'll be back. No, but Ken, yeah, really quick, you yeah. guys, you, Emma, and Ace, I just want to do a shout out. You guys are doing a fantastic job on new Collider Jedi Council.
Yeah.
Which, when can people watch that?
In the evening time, still about 5 p.m. local. Mm-hmm. Eventually, we're going to get to it live. But I love doing things live. I mean, everything I do is live to tape. My whole life is not prepared. I think we just wanted to get our rhythm down, and then there'll be guests on the show, a lot of those kind of things. It's just I'm happy to – I feel like Chris Jericho and AEW wrestling talk, just the veteran working with the next generation, helping to put them over before I powder out. And it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I wanted to say that we actually have two people from my favorite podcast together.
Yeah, Karen with Josh and Ken. Kilgariff's here.
No. And David W. Collins from the Soundtrack Show. Okay. Yeah, that's my favorite.
I thought it was actually Ken and Amanda McCougan, not Josh.
Well,
not Josh,
I mean, now that Josh is here and back, we have to – I mean, this is like – oh my God, guys, I'm like huge fans. Like, how are you? What's going on?
We had a great episode that's releasing tomorrow that was Amanda on the show with Josh. And it got I wouldn't say heated. It got fun.
It got very fun.
Like, oh, come on. It got heated.
What did you guys?
So whenever Amanda and Josh get together, it's like – that's my favorite thing about the podcast is when she would call and just give him the business.
Yeah.
What, and it was perfect.
What does she get most annoyed at you about?
Farting.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Come on. Farting, why are they? Do they smell? Are they loud? Like, what's?
I'm actually
point?
Not a very smelly farter.
He's just passionate about it.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
You use barking spiders, right?
Yeah, barking spiders.
Yeah, because I pulled that one out the other night when Julie went, what was that? And I go, I don't know, barking spider.
It gotta be.
Yeah.
It's a rain.
It's just
a,
weird.
It's an affliction.
It's the rain. Southern the rain California. Brings the barking spiders. Yeah, you know how it is. Yeah.
What about
farting and drinking mostly?
Farting and drinking.
Definitely drinking.
What about you? What do you get annoyed at Amanda for?
Pillows and texting.
Like. Too many pillows on the bed?
God, too many pillows on the bed and the couch.
Life.
I do hate that. Why do people do that? I don't like
that's
like 20 pillows on a bed. But my mom loves that.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to put it into a gender category.
Right.
I don't think.
Well, I don't like it. So
I know, and you're bucking that category, but that seems to be a common thread. Like Grace loves pillows.
Yes. She does too. Does she get annoyed at your farts?
Don't do that.
Mm. You don't fart? Are you like Roxy that you don't fart?
No, not. I haven't done that in front of a human female in 12 years.
Yeah.
How do you hold it in?
There's some tactics.
Can you show me?
In all our episodes of the afternoons, I've never asked you personally if you farted. And I'm now learning something new about you, Ken. Because let's be honest, I've farted in front of Grace more times than you have.
Well, that one, have you ever told that story?
Oh, that
air,
is a great story.
Quite a writer room. Because back in the day when I was employed here, we were all three in an office, but there was one office. We were out in literally another building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you had to go outside, pouring rain, 110 degree heat. You had to go outside. So in there, it was kind of our little cave. And rest in peace, the legendary cow dog was always there with us.
Yeah.
And one day, Grace came by to just chat with us. I don't even think Grace and I were dating yet.
No, I was on I used to sit on an Exer ball.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I don't know why I stopped doing that. I think it was mostly because like my knees started hurting. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then
it,
we had
it helps your back. Broke your knees.
Broke my knees. Yeah. It's always a give and a take.
Yeah.
You can't
have
it all.
Yeah.
And so there was this little couch in the writer's room too. And Grace came over to chat with us and like, you know, Ken, Mark and I would just be sitting there like shooting ideas and then be writing sketches or whatever we were doing. And so I was like over there writing, I had my headphones on.
Couldn't
and like we were in the office together. So we would just rip farts all the time. Like, or at least I would. I would rip farts all the time. And I'd be like, whoo, what was that? That's crazy.
Yeah, you
so
would,
Grace, so I got
sorry.
My headphones on and I'm on the thing and I'm just like, and I was like, oh, and Grace lost it.
Yeah.
Lost it. She was just like, ah! I was like, I'm so sorry. I forgot you were here. It's so embarrassing. She's like, I don't care. And now I know that Ken hasn't farted in front of a human in 12 years.
A human female.
Man, I want to get you to fart in front of me now. Okay. Because, like, what are your tactics, though? I want to know this. Because sometimes, like,
a lot of trips to the storage shed. I think I left something out of the shed. It's 2 in the morning. Yeah! I left a bathrobe out there.
But what do you do if you're...
I'm going to go for a drive for the next 6 days.
I'll tell you, I invest
What if you do you're like in an elevator with a woman?
That happened to me once. Uh-huh. This is why never do that in an elevator. Never. I was in an elevator when I was a security director at the back at the farmer's market Grove.
I didn't know the story.
And there was a small elevator, like a 3-story elevator. And I, you know, got in, wasn't thinking. Something happened. And it was one of the ones that was so thick it came out with voting rights. It was so just like it came out. It came out, was like, good day, sir.
How do you do?
Hello, sir. Fifth floor, ladies' lingerie.
It was a clear glass, clear gas with a color.
It's like what, like ghost hunters are like, we got something.
And the one guy faints.
I have to go from the first to the third floor. And ding, stops on the second floor. And I was like, oh, no, that's not good. And these two girls from a company called The Ant Farm, they edit trailers and stuff. Rachel Cushing actually used to work there at the same time. Right. I didn't meet Rachel till later.
Haven't farted in front of her?
Yeah, no. They walked in. And it's like, what are you going to do? Like, I just was like, hey. And, like, the walls are coming. No. Like, it's a Stephen King novel. Yeah. It's like things, blood's coming out. They just were like. And it got to the third floor, and I was like, gotta go!
Ran out. But did they hear it?
No, they didn't hear it. They just walked in and were literally slapped in the face like it was The Rock fighting Steve Austin.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, that happens.
So that was my lesson. Never do that in an elevator. Hold it in.
Yes.
You know, I just don't know how to hold it sometimes.
I invest in a lot of pills. Okay. A lot of digestive pills, psyllium husks. So you kind of the morning starts great.
Fresh.
Yeah. You drop a lot of bombs over Munich and you're clear to land in England.
Dresden had no chance.
And
Cody, you're missing out on the fart sound bites here.
I felt I would overdo it. I only have.
Oh,
three.
Oh, but it's okay when I talk about Batman Returns.
Yeah.
So anyway, I used to never come on the show when it was a party in the fart tower for a reason. Now I've turned it into one. So
It just kind of went there. Yeah. I don't know. It's fine.
Yeah, well, Dorina asked and I gave her the true question.
Look, I just want to really know. I want to educate myself. Yeah.
That was pretty much it.
That's it.
That was kind of a sound recording of the incident.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So now is Grace ever going to make an appearance on the afternoons?
She was on an early episode. She wants to. Yeah. We're getting her back. Her and Alicia are probably going to come on at one point. I think her and Amanda could team up on me.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because I'm not going to be on an episode. I'm probably until February.
This guy, he is. You know, his show, which no one knows yet, is he goes to Gallup, New Mexico, and makes meth. Yeah. It's a contest to see who does it faster.
It's basically chopped
it called
for
breaking.
Meth.
Is, yeah. it break, oh. is it called Breaking Ben?
Breaking Ben.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'm excited.
Like
that.
And hopefully she can come back here too. You know, she'll have a great
time. Yeah, we got to get them back on for sure.
I don't know Amanda as well. Like, she's cool, but I've never hung out with her. But like Grace, I have hung out with her. Grace is like one of my favorite witches.
She's a great witch.
She's the coolest.
You're witchiest. You're all witchies. You, her, Torlin, Joe Starr's wife, another witch out in the open.
You would probably like Amanda's sister more than Amanda because Amanda's sister is a witch.
Really?
Well, she was Cruella de Vil at Disney for like 3 years.
No way.
And she was also
her.
Maleficent there as well.
Maleficent?
Maleficent.
Maleficent is what you get when the doctor's like, it's on your nose. It's Maleficent.
Don't worry, we're removing
it
and testing
it. Did you really say that on purpose, or is that just how you say it?
You've been saying that for a long time.
It's a hard word. Like, there's just like, I can't say Rick Fuyama's name.
Right. Famuyiwa.
Famuyiwa.
Can you say Malefica?
Maleficent?
Maleficent. Maleficent is Maleficent in Spanish.
Yeah, that's about that. Yeah.
But her sister loves Halloween. Like, she puts up – they have one of the front of their house is one giant spider web with a huge spider on it. I stopped going to their house after the first year of Amanda and I dating. I was like, I don't like it.
Which sister is this?
Hannah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, Hannah's a witch.
Hannah's.
Hannah and her husband met – he was Tarzan and she was Cruella de Vil. They met at Disney.
Gotcha. Oh, dude, have you guys heard about that? I have friends that worked at Disneyland and that they said that it was kind of clicky. tacky, like when they would go to like the backstage cafeteria, and then you would have like the princesses sitting around the same area, and then you had the animals in another area.
Right.
It's like that sounds like high school.
It does.
Sure. Well, but that's I life is high school.
True. Yeah.
I always say that. People always my old employees is going to be like, I'm fighting with the other guy, and it's like life is so high school or high. It's so high school. I'm like, no, high school is life in 4 years.
Yeah.
And it never gets better.
It's always because we're all animals in a zoo.
Yeah. It exactly
truly.
Is. And yeah. It's like
you have to put everything in its place to figure it out.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's just a big social experiment that is everything. That's why even politics. And
yep.
locker rooms and professional teams. It's 100%.
I mean, then we do fart, so there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Tie it all together.
I will say this:
that.
Like the first time, and I told it on the afternoon. It's the first time I farted on Amanda. I like looked at her. She was like,
"On?
No, around her."
You said on.
Did
I just want to clarify.
Yeah, we don't do that. That's not.
Have you not done that by accident?
Yeah. No.
Were you farted on someone?
No. Well, like, I mean, I would always fart on my brother.
Well, yeah, but that's, I mean,
that's
different. Not,
give it every, like,
not
you,
with somebody you want to sleep with.
If you've met Ben, you just assume.
You just fart.
Yeah. Cody, really quick, can we open up the phone lines, please?
You got it. But yeah.
Callers, be prepared.
Talk about this.
Be prepared.
Especially.
Am I on? You're on. Am I on? You're on.
Thank you, Ken.
Oh, man.
Listen to Ken,
Josh,
please.
What were you going
to
say?
Oh, no, I can't follow that. Yeah. That's great.
Thank you for that, Ken, though. That's appreciated.
Because I'm grumpy. I'm David Harbour Light, and this is what I love. I love that new Black. I hate talking movies. That new Black Widow trailer is the first MCU movie I'm excited since Winter Soldier.
How come?
Really?
Because it's no
David Harbour.
There's no superhero shit.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
no superheroes.
It's like Winter Soldier, which
yes,
is like
Winter Soldier's
exactly.
my favorite
like,
one. It's
same
a,
here.
It's,
yeah.
it's 3 Days of the Condor.
Yeah.
It's not really.
Yeah.
But it's a political movie. But that Black Widow one and then David Harbour. Come on. David Harbour's like life goals. He's only
Pugh?
Like 2 weeks older than me. But
Florence Pugh.
It's great.
She's Pugh, great. Pugh, Pugh.
Scarlett Johansson.
Florence Pugh. Pugh.
She's great. Just ask Woody Allen. But I mean, David Harbour. With his shirt off. Just like, the beard, like, oh,
wait a minute. You got to drop that.
David Harbour.
Oh.
Frickin' A.
Speaking of, you are on Collider Live. Where are you calling from? Who are you?
Hey, it's Parker again.
Hey, Parker.
Hey,
Parker.
How's it going? You got Ken, Josh, Cody, Mark? What's going on?
I'm good. I'm happy I could get in again this week.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. What do you want to talk about, dude?
So I'm going to get a little deep with you guys. I'm going to say something funny, and then I'm going to go a little deep with you guys.
Well, ooh, all right.
Oh, shit.
If it's funny, Parker, don't lead off hot here, dude. If it's not, you're done, so.
All right. Give me a chance, Mahu.
Gotcha.
All right. So this weekend, I have to go to New York for my first funeral.
Okay.
No. No. Yeah. No, don't worry.
Is that the funny one?
First thing is, you guys ever see that video of this Irish guy's funeral and he was playing like a recording?
Yeah.
And it was sounded like he was in the coffin.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys see this?
Genius.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. He put a recording in the coffin and they're all standing around and he's like, hello? Hey, let me out.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah.
And everybody's like laughing, going, yep, yeah, that's whoever it was.
Right.
Had a sense
okay.
of humor.
That's Makuga.
That's yep. pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Of
I want people to do karaoke at my funeral.
Yeah, is Parker still there?
Don't you forget about me.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of my second question. All you guys, especially you, Darina, Queen of Pep, how do you want people to handle you when you go?
Ah, good question, Parker. Thank you for
really
the question. And sorry about the fact that you have to go to a funeral. Yeah. We're all going to dime in. We just got to enjoy life while you can. So,
yeah.
So God bless you and your family. Thank you for calling. What do you guys think? Like, have you guys thought of that?
Oh, yeah.
How you would like to be? Like, you prepared your funeral?
Yeah. So a few years back, this guy in Pittsburgh, his funeral was at his house, and he had his like wife or his family sit him up in his recliner. On the TV was Steelers highlights. Next to him was a six pack of Iron City, the beer that he always drank during the games, and next to him was a pack of cigarettes, and they put a cigarette in his hand,
Jesus.
And they just kept like refreshing the cigarette, like he wanted his cigarette lit, and people came in and paid their respect at his home. So I thought to myself. First of all, it's pretty crazy, but very Pittsburgh. I mean, you don't think of anything.
I've never been there, but yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that Josh is from there?
I've heard that. So is Ian Happ of the Chicago Cubs.
I want to lay, a few thousand dollars out and open a bar tab at Barney's Beanery, and then I'll have my coffin in there or my urn. I'm going to get cremated. I don't think, put my urn, and it's going to be in, like a bottle of Jack Daniels or something funny like that, or like a, like some kind of a vase that Amanda bought that I made fun of her about, and then she can, because I'm definitely going before Amanda. We all know that. And And people can come pay their respects, do some karaoke, drink for free on me one last time at Barney's.
I like that.
Love
yeah,
that.
That's yeah, a very good. Appropriate yeah. Going away
yeah.
for you.
Right. Yeah. I want people to celebrate. I don't want people to be crying. I want people Same. To be like, remember when Macuga farted?
Yeah.
Every day, all the time?
Yeah.
Ken, you got one?
I look, I'm in an interesting part in life where I actually have someone who loves me and a family that cares. I didn't think that would be the case.
Right.
So I always thought I'd die alone in some apartment and they'd find me and I'd be in a coffee can burnt a couple weeks later and someone would have to come claim it down at a lost and found. So
Big Lebowski style.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I also – remember I told the story on your old show that's scrubbed from existence for good reason. My best friend is always like, look, don't worry, man. You're going to come live in my garage when you get older and I always figured him or his daughter when she grew up and got married or something that they'd walk in and be like, Uncle Ken's been dead on the floor watching Jeopardy for 3 days. Like, I just figured that's the way I'm going to go. So now I have people that care. So maybe I don't know. My old radio partner always wanted to do a thing where the coffin would prop open and his body would come up and he'd be like,
yes.
And go down.
That's
so
a good
maybe
one.
I'd do that.
Like a Chuck E. Cheese
yeah.
robot.
Yeah, I've actually always wanted to be. I want to be taxidermied, I just want to be put on like on stage,
yeah,
just standing there, and I'm all dead, and then everybody has to dance naked to good and happy music. Everyone's drunk, naked, partying. Man. I don't want anybody to cry. I just want people to like be happy and dance and celebrate. And then if you guys want to do a séance and call me back, that would be cool.
Okay. And as like your acquaintance, would I get invited to this funeral?
Of course.
Okay.
You're not my acquaintance.
It's
anymore,
not like
Josh.
It's, not, oh, it's not like it's a
Aren't we?
Panel in Emerald City Comic Con.
Burn! Yeah, I'll just sit in my hotel room
that's
without Ken and eat an apple alone.
That's when we were acquaintances.
That's
but then we became friends that weekend because you gave me pizza.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, great
that's
pizza.
Yeah, Mark?
No, I don't know.
How you want
to go? I'm trying
don't
to
like
think
about it.
Yeah, I have my issues with thinking about death, so I haven't gone that far. But if I'm playing to Roxy's point, you got to play the game when you're
exactly.
in the room.
Exactly.
I'm with you, Macuga. I think I want to be cremated.
Yeah.
And why don't you guys just take me around in my urn for one last wine tasting? Go to Wine Country.
Oh, that's great.
Have
that's
fun. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Make sure you just put me on there so I can smell the wine because it's delicious. So.
Should we spill your ashes
and
a little
then,
bit on
and
the
then
vineyard
every and... vineyard you go to, you leave a little bit of me there, and then we're off and running.
We're talking about like the Santa Barbara. We're talking about Napa.
You know what? I think maybe
Robles.
Napa, Paso Robles would be good.
Temecula,
not Temecula, but Paso Robles is great. Cambria,
finish
out your day at Cambria on Moonstone Beach and just put the rest of the ashes out there.
There's a Chili's on the way up in the 101.
There is.
You got to pour one out for me on that. On
I'll
pass
do that as
Chili's.
I eat my mozzarella sticks. Cody, what you got?
There it is. Beautiful.
Yeah, my boy, Blue.
Does it scare you?
I haven't really thought about death much.
You look into the great void.
I just hope everyone has a good time.
Yeah. We're all on this
everything cool.
Hurtling piece of
good,
space rock.
You're my boy, Cody. You're my boy. No, but seriously, is that
really
all you want?
About I want people to have a good time. I don't want people crying. I want to.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all going to cry when we all die, but we want to dance and celebrate more so than crying.
Let's just play Third Eye Blind and just have a good time.
There we go.
Okay, what's that
dark.
Song about?
Heroin.
All right.
Told you. Did you see me earlier on the show? Did you hear what I said?
No.
Ken's the song ruiner. He's like, you know what song I love? Mighty Mighty Boston. Ken's like, that's because people were dying of AIDS. And I was like, oh, great. Cool.
Which, by the way, there's a lot of messed up Beatles songs.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Like Run for Your Life, Little Girl.
Yeah.
That's
Run for Your Life, Little Girl.
It's like,
I think I know what that one's about.
Yeah.
Not Knock on Wood by Mighty Mighty
Boston. I find myself sing along like Lennon with played the guitar high.
Because it's a happy song.
Gotta run for your life if you can, little girl. Run for your life. It's
super messed up. So,
Lennon, looks like we got another call there. Lennon's controversial at times.
Definitely. You are on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Saul. I'm calling from an LAX to Hollywood shuttle bus in Culver City.
Oh, my God, Saul. You did it, man.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
I'm just chilling like I do. I am in town for the movie Trivia Schmodown Spectacular Saturday.
Yeah, it is.
Some of us will see you there. How's it going, Saul? What do you got for us today? Roxy's not in. I'm surprised you called.
Oh, I know. Your crush is so
that's
deep.
Very,
That's very cute of you, Darina. That's adorable.
Don't you call me
that's
cute.
That's actually one of the things I wanted to talk about.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
What the hell are you guys up to over there?
What do you mean?
I'm just doing a show.
What are we doing? What,
just doing it.
What?
Doing the thing.
What is?
Doing the things on the YouTubes.
All right, you guys really think I have a crush on Roxy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we think you're obsessed with her. Yes.
You think I'm obsessed with her?
Yes.
Where is this coming? Where is this coming from?
Do you watch all her live streams?
I don't watch all her live streams.
But you watch a lot of them.
I occasionally go in there. Well, first of all, a lot of her fans. Like when I go in there, they interact with me. They seem to appreciate me coming in there and busting her chops a little bit. So I thought it'd be fun to go in there and mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm obsessed with her.
Okay.
How creepy do you think you are about her, though?
Mm-hmm.
That's the real question.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, I missed that. What was that?
So how creepy, on a level of like creep level, like do you feel like you're a little creepy with her or a lot or not at all?
I'm not. A 0.0. I don't think I'm creeping at all. How creepy do you think she is with me?
Not at all. She just doesn't understand why you give her so much shit.
Yeah.
Because it's a total playground love affair.
Exactly.
Here, Saul.
Yeah, that's where we're going,
Saul. If I'm gonna, you know, give you a full diagnosis via the Josh McCuga School of Playground Therapy, clearly you have a thing for Roxy, and the breaking of the balls thing is like, oh, I'm being funny, da da da. Meanwhile, you know, you hope that you're playing your cards right, you're planting a seed, and eventually the Saul Roxy, the Soxy, the Roxy, whatever we're calling it,
Soxy.
It's in the future. We're not stupid. We see it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's
nothing to be ashamed about. Roxy's great. He's hot.
A bearded man with a great New York accent, and she's a Boston girl with no beard, and together you guys can have semi-ginger kids. We get it.
Semi-ginger
kind of life.
Okay, first of all, she doesn't even hug. How do I work with that, hypothetically? Yeah.
Oh, so you're actually accepting this, then, finally.
We got to the point.
No, did Josh get through to you?
I'm actively rejecting this, but I was just bringing it up for the sake of conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Well, you'll have your chance on Saturday there, Saul, to really get some one-on-one, some really good FaceTime with Roxy, perhaps backstage. There's some really lovely restaurants here in Los Angeles. Don't get her cheese, we know.
Yeah.
And make sure you take her to some place that she knows how to get away from just so that she feels a little comfortable, meaning some place within walking distance of her home.
And right. Make sure you please send us your location in case we need to, save her.
Yeah. Seemed like a good enough deal, Saul.
Saul, you walked into a firing range. We're sorry about that, buddy.
No, but
I sure did. and by the way, before I get hung up on, I just want to say, Ken Knapsack, I loved your book. I pre-ordered it. And I'm curious. I think I might love Solo even more than you.
Oh,
that's great.
With my Star Wars fan.
Nice.
That's great. Thank you, sir. Saul?
Yeah. Saul.
I'm familiar with you a little bit. I enjoy your calls and your beard. For a second, I thought you were that super chat robot everyone talks about. But I really appreciate that. And when I see you on Saturday, let's talk Solo.
Nice.
I would absolutely love to. And never mind. I'm going to let you go. I'm sorry. I can hardly hear. I got the bus air conditioner in my head plus the potholes. And all right. Look, by the way, I have a feeling that this is going to be addressed again, previous topic. But I love you guys.
Love you, Saul.
Bummed I can't meet you on Saturday. Have fun.
We love you, Saul. I'll give you a hug on Saturday.
See you
later.
Saturday, dude.
Thank you. Okay.
Well, we got to the bottom of that, I think.
Yeah, I think so. We got time for one more call, and then we got to get out of here. You are on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Holy shit, I made it in. My name is G. Calling from you guys' backyard, Glendale, California.
Hey! Nice. G from Glendale. What did you got for us today?
G, do you go to Damon's Steakhouse in Glendale?
I don't.
Well, all right. I mean, you're not 50 yet, but get there and try it.
Damon's is great. I love Damon's.
It's my secret little, well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
But
you ruined it.
My little Glendale secret. Yeah.
Damon's.
No. Damon's.
Damon's.
Damon's. Then I'll keep it.
Thank you, G.
G, you got a question for us today?
So kind of going off of the karaoke thing and a little bit of the conversation about hip hop a couple of days ago. I know Roxy's not in, but Eminem is not top two rappers of all time.
Agreed.
I'd agree.
He, and I would say Roka has the best hip-hop taste out of everyone there, at least from what I've heard.
Gee, how old are
but
you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm actually young. I'm 23.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who would be, like, in top two, like, maybe three? I'll just give you three. Who's in your top three?
Three is Jay-Z, the greatest rapper of all time. Okay. Also, happy belated birthday. Jay-Z, Biggie, okay, and a very obscure underground cat, MF Doom.
MF Doom. Never heard of him, but I like your first two. Big fan.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
You should listen to Doom.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think. I'm really
karaoke.
Like, said
karaoke.
I actually got it. Karaoke. Yes. Loved all your karaoke choices. As big as like a thugged out hip hop kid that I am, my opener and like kind of signature song, and all my friends know this, is Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid.
No, look at you.
Not bad.
You're going right into it. I love it.
I murder that.
Dig it.
And yeah. Also, Josh, you're saying you're the best. Come on, man. If you don't know, Filipinos, karaoke is a sport with us, bro.
Oh, let's go.
I will go toe-to-toe with you, hands down.
Hey, listen, I don't doubt it, because the Journey found a Filipino man doing Journey karaoke, and now he's the lead singer of the band.
That is correct.
Leave no doubt. And Alex Marzonia, one of the more talented musicians I've ever met, also a Filipino man.
Shout
so
out, Alex.
Happy to Filipino karaoke anytime.
That's nice. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, G.
G, thanks,
thank
buddy.
Thank you, G. Oh, cool.
Check out Damon's. Is that what you said?
Damon's, Glendale.
Okay,
they still do the onion loaf?
Maybe, and they get those chichis, that they serve.
You know, chichis in Spanish is boobs.
Yeah, I know. And there's an entire pizza chain called Chichis.
There used to be an entire Mexican restaurant chain in Pittsburgh called Chichis, and then they got like a health violation.
Aww.
They
should
host.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, that's sad. I mean, yeah.
Well, on that note, we gotta go, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Mark Riley.
Thank you.
Ken Napsok, Watch Jedi Council later today. Josh Makuga will be back next year.
Josh,
we love you. Thank you for being here. Cody Hall in the booth, as always, Daddy Cody. We will be back tomorrow with Aaron Taylor Johnson and Sam Taylor Johnson and Roxy Stryer. Love you guys. Later.
Daddy! It's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, From Negative to Positive, brought to you by my friends over at State Farm. I believe that to have success, you gotta play the game, so that the game doesn't play you. You know, the biggest risk you take is not taking one. It's very important that you make sure that you make the most out of your money, especially when it comes to insurance. State Farm offers surprisingly great rates. They have great agents standing by helping you personalize your coverage. All this is backed up by award-winning, easy-to-use technology. It's a great price with an even greater service. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$2-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.